awesome morning party.
Get ready, gentlemen. Brace yourselves. This is it.
3, 2, 1.
Hello.
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 Hello. Happy Tuesday. Hello.
Welcome to the show.
It's going to be gorgeous.
Hello.
Doug, you look gorgeous today.
It is Team Awesome.
This morning I got out of the car and I saw Doug standing there and I was like, oh my gosh, Doug, you look gorgeous.
Hello.
Hello, Doug. He tried to kiss me. It was beautiful.
I love how you just always go with it.
I have purple pants on.
I didn't even know why I said it like that.
It's okay.
You do. Yeah.
They're gorgeous.
It's Team Awesome Morning Party. Welcome to the show. We got a great one for you today. I am excited. I am very, very excited. We got some great music for New Music Tuesday. It's Quality Tam Tuesday. We got some fun games. And, of course, your phone calls. Because that's how we do.
Good morning. Jazz Radio. It is Matthew from Albuquerque.
Matthew.
Hello.
Hello.
What's up, everybody?
I think you've called the wrong station.
You got to talk like this if you're going to talk to us today. Hello.
Hello.
What's that New Jersey accent?
Oh.
New Jersey accent. I can't get the accent right.
No, you're doing like a weird southern thing.
No, no. No, no.
I think it's a Texas accent now.
It's a what?
A Texas accent.
Texas.
Oh, that's what we sound like from Texas.
Matthew, huh? See if you can talk the whole time like that.
I'll try, guys. But, you know,
you're not doing it.
Announcement. I need some advice, guys.
You need some advice.
Oh, yeah, I have to say advice, guys. I got a little traffic update for you guys. This is a live one.
Wait, you gotta
take your pick. This is Yucca Drive and Central Avenue up here near Church's Chicken.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's a lot of squad cars blocking this entire stretch over here of road.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It's kind of like a SWAT over
there is,
here.
It's not kind of. It is
off.
A SWAT standoff.
Yeah, it's a
There's
SWAT
actually
standoff.
A SWAT situation going it's on right now
activity.
In Albuquerque.
Yes. It's Central Avenue between 57th and Yucca Drive.
Yes.
Police activity. It's a SWAT standoff. Some dude has barricaded some other person in his home.
Yes. Yes.
It's so crazy.
My grandma's in the area too, guys.
Whoa. Is that the advice you needed?
Oh, no. I was trying to think of words. Advice, traffic.
Oh, so you don't need advice. I got our advice music ready and everything. Hold on. We're gonna have to do this anyways.
Yep.
Because you said you needed advice. You better think of a question. This is the part of the show where we offer up advice to random stragglers who need help.
Now, we like giving out advice.
Yes, we do.
And Matthew says he needs some advice. So, Matthew, what's your question?
Help, then. It's a plus for everyone. People out there in the station can answer by going to my email.
No, you ask us a question.
Well, guys, let me ask you this.
Okay.
Do you guys have any tips on how to count and balance a cash drawer?
Yes. How to balance a cash drawer.
You ready for this?
Yes.
Go right ahead, guys.
You take all the money out.
Mm-hmm.
You go put that into a bank account. You take the cash drawer and you put it on the side of a building.
Yes.
And it balances there.
I love it.
And then you kick that cash drawer off of the building.
And then it's unbalanced.
That's right.
Yes.
That's funny, guys. Taking the money out of a drawer, if that happened in the snack bar, my advisor considers that to be theft.
Because why do you sound like you're holding your nose?
He is.
Oh, I'm not, guys. I'm not. I'm actually just on the bus right now with Judy.
Hey,
get
Judy.
On the bus.
They say, good morning, Judy. Good morning. Yeah, she's not feeling too good this morning, but, you know, she's still going.
Matthew,
still
you know what will make her feel better?
Yes.
If you just sit there and talk to her the entire bus ride.
Yeah, man. She actually has you guys on the air in the background. Just I guess I didn't really hear the feedback one. She turned down the radio. She has the feeder on in here.
Judy, I know that's what's going to help you feel better.
That's what'll help. That's what
we
help.
Know. That's what's going to help you.
It helps us every day.
Just what the doctor ordered. It helps our day get started
every
off
day.
Correctly.
All right, Matthew, we got some music for you coming up right now. We already
know
what you
guys.
Wanted to hear. So
you know
you don't
what?
Even
do
have
me a
tell
favor.
Us.
Put it out to my driver this morning, please.
This
Judy.
One's going out
99.
To Judy. This one's going out to. It's perfect,
sweet Judy.
It's perfect. It's perfect because this is what she does every day.
Hey, Judy.
Song's called Wait For Me.
Yeah.
It's really actually what Matthew does at the bus stop every day.
And for us to answer the phone.
Yes. It is Tuesday, coming right back. We got breaking news, we got birthdays. In the meantime, enjoy some Kings of Leon. Sting awesome morning party.
Gorgeous!
Hello!
is ready for some more Team Awesome Morning Party.
Anyone?
Anyone? Anyone?
Come on, don't be shy.
Well, tough, we're giving you more anyway.
Bingo, man, bingo!
Static radio.
Turn on the news!
I have a little news flash.
We interrupt for this breaking news.
Hello! It's time for breaking news!
Heck yeah.
Guys, today is February 3rd, 2015. We are in the future.
We really are.
The number of the day is 2. It's 2 of my friends hanging out with me in the studio this morning.
That's how we do.
3, actually, if you count Peter Benson, but he's in the other studio.
Mm.
Steve-O, Dougie Fresh, producer extraordinaire. We're going to take on the world. We're going to bring you the breaking news that you need to know about right now. First off, I want to start with a little local news because there's some stuff going on.
Yeah.
And we need to talk about it. This coming from KOAT Channel 7's website.
I'd follow our girl Angela Brower on Twitter.
Is she Channel 7?
Yes.
All right, so we can trust.
We can trust.
We can trust.
They came here and
Angela Brower
covered our story when we captured a bear here on campus.
That's kind of why we're partial to them. We pretty much wrestled a bear to the ground once. And,
yeah, they were the only news station that showed up.
The only right news station, if you ask me. It's the one that they...
They care about important local news like... local morning show capturing a 500-pound bear.
And wrestling it to the ground and then freeing it into the wilderness.
Saving everyone's life.
And then keeping in touch with that bear via email every once in a while, just popping in to see how he's doing, and then he writes back.
Yeah. Yeah,
so
he's doing well,
good.
Man.
Anyway, here in Albuquerque police say a man has barricaded himself and a woman inside of an apartment near Central and 55th. SWAT is on the scene, yeah, trying to negotiate with him via PA announcements. Police sirens have been sounding on and off around 5:30 a.m. Action News 7 heard 2 loud flashbangs. I guess the incident began as a domestic dispute. The man inside has threatened to hurt police officers and others, although they do not know whether or not he's armed.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so if you're around the area, police are urging you to stay indoors. Drivers should avoid the area, as well as Central between 55th and Yucca. That's closed. So... watch out for that.
Our girl Angela posted that early this morning.
She did.
With a photo of the standoff situation. It was crazy.
We like them until we get our own news show, and then we don't like them anymore.
Right.
So that's kind of what's
right.
Going to... I guess the APD responded to a Walmart bomb threat. Bernalillo County Sheriff's Office has confirmed a bomb threat at an Albuquerque Walmart.
Oh.
There have been 4 shootings recently here in town.
Dude, yeah. Multiple
in the past
homicides.
3 days.
Yeah. Four homicides.
It's been crazy. My buddy Matt, the cop, and my other buddy Mitch, the cop, have had a very stressful few days.
Yeah, dude.
It's very, very stressful. And that stinks. So you guys pray for the law enforcement out there. You know.
It's been a crazy week in Albuquerque.
Sometimes it's super trendy to be like, yeah, authority sucks, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
But you need to pray for people. Quit trying to get your likes up on Instagram. Anyway, on to national news. It looks like Whitney Houston's daughter is on a ventilator right now. Over in Georgia, Bobby Christina Brown is on a ventilator and in intensive care, a source close to the family said, this coming from CNN. She's 21 years old. She was placed in a medically induced coma, and the status of her brain function won't be known until the sedatives are reduced. This source told CNN, Bobby Christina is fighting for her life and is surrounded by immediate family. As her father already stated, we are asking you to honor our request for privacy during this difficult time, the Houston family said, thanking her supporters. Now, we talked about this yesterday.
Yes.
The irony of this situation is this is kind of how her mom, Whitney Houston, died.
Yeah.
So it's a weird
in a
situation.
Bathtub.
Yeah. The source added Brown had some seizures on Monday, so... It's a touch and go situation. You guys think about that. Whitney Houston's daughter.
Man,
it's intense. From the plains to the northeast, the second brutal winter storm in a week has left behind a deadly trail and record amounts of snow. Canceled classes, grounded flights, massive piles of snow all along the roadways in a huge chunk of the United States. Man, this is crazy. Again, coming from CNN.
Canceled Raw on Monday, last
yeah.
Monday.
How do you even live with this world?
I don't even know.
I don't either.
Right after the Rumble. Speaking of our boy, Diego Sanchez.
Yes.
Local fighter.
Yes.
Amazing dude.
Yes.
Posted a photo.
Yes.
Kicking it with Daniel Bryan.
Really?
Yeah.
Yes!
Yes! Yes! Doug!
He was with him on Saturday for the fights.
That's really cool.
I was like,
cool.
Man!
Oh, you should text Diego and see if we could get an interview with Daniel Bryan. What are you doing? I got to get back to the news, man.
Okay, sorry. So I just got really excited because I'm
coming
boy Diego
from CNN. Here, watch me switch.
Okay.
This from CNN.
Ah,
the Boston area has gotten the worst of the massive winter storm that's devastated much of the country back east. Beantown set a new record for snowiest seven-day period in the city's history with 40.2 inches of snow, the National Weather Service reported. Boston's average annual snowfall, the average annual snowfall is 47 inches.
We'd be happy with 4.2 inches.
Would we be happy or would we be devastated?
Yeah.
Because I don't know if we would make it out alive here in Albuquerque.
4
if we got
is
that.
A lot.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
Everybody out here would be like, oh my gosh. Everybody would turn into someone from Mississippi like me.
Yeah.
We'd all go to the grocery store and buy all the bread and water we could.
Yeah.
Y2K, y'all. Y2K, y'all. It's that bug. That bug come back. Hey, y'all heard about that Y2K? Man, that's crazy. That's Y2 crazy. Am I right? I hate myself. It's a similar story in Chicago where the latest storm dumped 19.3 inches of snow. 16.2 inches recorded at O'Hare International Airport just Sunday. That's the most ever for any February day in the Windy City. The big thing about this is it's February 3rd.
Yeah.
And this is already going down.
This is crazy.
And they had predicted, if you look in the trusty Farmer's Almanac, the Farmer's Almanac said it was going to be a rough winter.
So would you say you're the snow informer?
I'm the snow informer. What does he say?
Detective man is someone down there.
You know what he says.
I don't even know.
You know what he says. In other news, it looks like... Oh, did you know that McDonald's owned Chipotle for a while?
What?
Back in the day, when Chipotle was getting off the ground, the people at McDonald's had invested a ton of money in Chipotle. But then, magically, that association disappeared. Well, it seems like... We know a little bit. This is coming from CNN Money. Sorry, McDonald's. Chipotle was not that into you. That's the major takeaway from an oral history of Chipotle published Monday by Bloomberg. The account takes a fresh look at the relationship between the Denver-based burrito maker and McDonald's, its former partner and major investor. Chipotle spent 8 years taking McDonald's money, all the while resisting changes to its fast casual dining method. With funding from the industry legend, Chipotle opened hundreds of new stores and built a business that threatens its former partner's market position now.
Wow.
Yeah, by 2006, McDonald's had divested its stake, leaving Chipotle to blossom into a company worth more than $22 billion. Chipotle executives attribute much of their success to doing things differently and, in some cases, ignoring advice from McDonald's. Even about something as important as the company's name.
That's really, really, really big news, and it's important to hear stuff like that because McDonald's, you would think, a lot of times you're talking with the pro. Oh, man, it's McDonald's. We should listen to what they say.
Yeah.
But knowing, hey, we've got this idea, we've got a vision, we know what we're going to do, we're going to stick to it, that's huge.
And this is my favorite quote. Bless their hearts, McDonald's had a lot of great suggestions, and we were always polite about it, said Gretchen Selfridge, Chipotle COO. They really wanted us to do drive-thrus. They really wanted us to do breakfast, but we just really didn't do any of that.
Nice.
I just love the fact that she said bless their hearts. That makes it great. McDonald's deserves a lot of credit for spotting Chipotle when it was just a local Denver chain, and even more credit for betting millions on its potential. Years later, McDonald's could use a little of that Chipotle magic once again.
Man.
Sorry, McDonald's, you lose again. There's a candy shop in Pennsylvania that's taking on the Deflategate controversy with its Brady Ball, a chocolate football with a noticeable dent in the side. This coming from KOAT. According to a report by the Washington Observer reporter, the football isn't for sale, but Sarah's Candies posted a photo of the confection on social media just for kicks.
Okay.
I like whoever writes these articles. They are awesome. That
would be the Washington Observer, right?
Well, they're rocking.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. The photo's caption says, net weight 13 pounds. Oops, we meant 11.2 pounds.
Nice.
The New England Patriots and quarterback Tom Brady are accused of using underinflated footballs in the AFC Championship game win against the Colts. Patriots played Sunday, and they won.
They did win.
I wonder if they cheated.
They used regulation balls.
Are we sure?
Thus, the interceptions he threw.
We don't know.
Yeah.
We're not sure. If they used regulation balls or if they didn't.
That's true.
All we know is that there was an Angels in the outfield moment with that catch, and then they blew it. Seahawks blew it. Two Renaissance sculptures of a nude man riding a panther may have been created by Michelangelo, says the British Museum. This coming from CNN. The Fitzwilliam Museum in Cambridge says that the bronze sculptures, known as the Rothschild bronzes, and dating from the 1500s, were probably created just after the famed artist David and just before he painted the ceiling of the Vatican's Sistine Chapel.
Wow.
The museum and researchers at the University of Cambridge say they have compelling evidence that the works attributed to a Dutch sculptor are actually from Michelangelo.
Dude, Michelangelo's 3D printer was boss.
I know. You know who told him it was Michelangelo's.
Huh.
They reached out to Raphael, his brother.
Oh.
All they had to do was they had to get through the snow. There's feet of snow in
feet.
New York.
Yes.
And so then they got through there and they said, Hey!
Why would you want to talk to Raphael? He's kind of the jerk.
That's how you know you're getting the truth.
Oh, that's true.
He wouldn't mince words.
Yeah.
And Donatello's a brainiac. Michelangelo is cool.
But rude.
No, wait,
Michelangelo's a party
dude.
He's
a party dude.
Sorry, Raphael is cool, but rude.
And you can tell he's a party dude because this is a naked man riding a panther.
Party!
If that's not a party, I don't know what is. Am I right, Doug?
Mikey, did you order my panthers? My favorite. Woo! Always my favorite.
See, my favorite was Raphael. That's why I talked to him. Yeah. I reached out to him, and he said, yeah, whatever. And I was like, quit saying cuss words, Raphael. You scared me when I was a kid. The opening of a Las Vegas' first White Castle was greeted by long lines and even a temporary closure so the burger restaurant could restock.
Wow.
This is disappointing to me because White Castle's not that great.
Really?
In my
opinion. I've never been there. No. Ugh. I've never heard anything good about it.
It's like eating a little just grease puff.
Ugh.
Little grease thing.
I'm good.
There's no crystals out here either, are there?
No.
No. Anyway, according to the UK's Daily Mail, customers waited in line for 2 hours to get a taste of the restaurant's famous sliders and other menu items. The company's vice president, Jamie Richardson, told the Las Vegas Review-Journal that the store sold 4,000 sliders per hour in its first 12 hours.
Per hour? I was going to say whoa to 4,000 on the first day, but that was every hour.
That's per hour.
That's ridiculous.
That is ridiculous. Oh, what are you people doing? Don't go to White Castle.
Well, you are in Vegas.
Yeah.
So you're probably going to die anyways.
A story out of Utah.
My bad.
Terrifying. The Utah Department of Public Safety said a lady named Debbie Osler, she's 32 years old, was on her way to the Brigham City Hospital on Saturday when her water broke. She called 911 when the dispatcher realized the woman was not going to make it to the hospital. They instructed her to pull over. She was driving herself to the hospital, and she gave birth on the side of a highway.
No way.
Yep. Police officer and Utah Highway Patrol trooper responded. The trooper delivered a healthy baby boy.
Could you imagine getting that call?
Oh, gosh.
You're like, what?
We gotta ask my buddy Matt about that. Hey,
I'm
Matt.
I'm in the area.
I want to prank call Matt and say, hi, I'm a woman on the side of the road and I'm going to have a baby. Yeah. Can you come help me have this baby, Matt? Hannum, how do I know you? He'd say, I know what you meant. Like, no!
Yeah.
Dang
That's
it.
Crazy.
The trooper said this was his first time delivering a baby, according to the Department of Public Safety.
All right.
That's pretty good.
That is pretty good.
I'm glad everything came out okay.
To serve, protect, and deliver babies.
Oh, hey.
Uh-huh.
I thought that was the U.S. Postal Service, but that's fine. We talked yesterday at length about the worst ad of the Super Bowl, and by worst, I mean it made everybody feel bad about themselves.
Oh, man.
The nationwide ad. About the kid. Well, I guess they called it The Boy Who Couldn't Grow Up.
Gosh.
That was the name of the ad.
Well, that's because he died.
Anyway, nationwide, this coming from CNN Money, they knew exactly what they were doing with the jarring Super Bowl ad titled The Boy Who Couldn't Grow Up. The intent was to stage an intervention, Chief Marketing Officer Matt Jockius said, because you have to grab people by the scruff of the neck and say, hey, listen. This is the number one killer of children, and we want to do something about it, really.
Yeah.
Next, we're grabbed, for sure.
Yeah, dude, everybody's been talking about it. Yeah. I remember when it came on, and it was like, everybody was attentive, because it was still...
That kid had a rocket pack!
Yeah. And so you're like, oh, what's this commercial going to be? It's going to be inspiring. But I didn't get to do any of that, because I died. And then it showed, like, the bathtub full with water.
Yeah, and then the TV falling over.
And then the cute little girl staring in the screen like, I died.
No, that little girl was, she was like, yeah, come play with us. Come play with me. Come play with me.
But you know what? I hear what they're saying because I heard that they weren't doing it to sell insurance. They were doing it to open up a dialogue about the fact that this is the number one killer.
Of children. Next, Regret, for sure, Nationwide's production showing a dead child describing the life he will never live was one of the Super Bowl's most talked about ads on social networking sites and in surveys by recent research firms. Some viewers called it a buzzkill. Seemed too dark and depressing for the biggest television event of the year. CNN's Richard Quest, who interviewed Matt Chuck about it ahead of time, called the ad downright upsetting. Yeah. But it certainly stood out, and that was partially the point. CNN's cameras were inside a November meeting of Nationwide marketing executives as they weighed whether or not to move forward with the ad. I bet it was a tough call. Because, you know, they're sitting there, we need to do this, but everybody's going to hate it. And everybody did hate it, but you're right, it definitely left an impression on
it. It was
everyone.
The number one most talked about ad in the Super Bowl. I mean, think of other ads. Which ones do you really remember?
The Armageddon one.
Clash of Clans
one was funny. I guess that's all. Oh, and the Brady Bunch one.
Brady Bunch.
Jurassic World trailer.
I don't even have to think about it. Super Bowl, it's like dead kid.
Yep, dead kid. Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
A man has decided he's going to change up the Tinder game. Tinder is a dating app.
Oh, okay.
And he's opted for a unique way to get people interested in him. This is pretty intense. A Seattle man is taking a unique approach to creating a dating profile. He asked his ex-girlfriends to review him. Jake Chapman, 26, gathered his former flame's critiques and published them on his Tinder profile. Write a 1-2 sentence review about me from my Tinder profile and rate me 1-5 stars, he asked in a text message sent to his former girlfriends.
That is hilarious.
Chapman said he was pleased with the results and posted them on Reddit. That's where this is coming from. Worked out exactly as I thought it would. One ex won't stop texting me now, and the others hate me even more than when they left to begin with. But hey, at least my matches are blowing up. Ha ha. He wrote. Good on you, bud. Good on you. Let's take a look at traffic.
Oh, that was amazing.
Okay, again, police activity, Central Avenue between 59th Street Southwest and Yucca Drive Northwest. It's a SWAT situation. Please avoid the area.
Yes.
And if you are in the area, please stay in your home. That's what they've asked.
Yes.
Also, there's an accident. 3 lanes are blocked, Coors Boulevard South at Paseo. That is no fun.
That is no fun. I do know that the bus route in that area has also been detoured, so buses aren't even going to be running in that area.
All right. Again, accident, 3 lanes blocked, Coors Boulevard South at Paseo del Norte, and we've got major long-term road construction, San Mateo Boulevard at San Diego Avenue Northeast. That's your look at traffic, guys, because we got to move our booties on to birthdays with Gorgeous Doug.
Hello.
Hey, Doug.
Hey, Doug.
That dating match thingy is the exact plot to the last episode of Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Wow.
He tried it. He watched that show and he said, I'm going to do that.
The whole rate me thing.
That's funny.
That's interesting.
Today, February 3rd, 2015, day 34, there are 331 days remaining in the year.
Nice.
First up this morning, an comedian, actress, writer, entrepreneur. She was in A Few Best Men, What to Expect When You're Expecting, Struck by Lightning.
Anna Kendrick.
Nope. She was in the movie Bridesmaids, and she was in Pitch Perfect.
Rebel Wilson. Girl.
Yes.
Rebel Wilson.
Dude, she's funny.
And a cheesy song's on. And a cheesy song's on.
Oh, man.
And a cheesy song's on.
Nope.
Rebel Wilson.
Oh, gosh. Okay. 29.
I'm moving my hips like right now. Oh, what's up, Duck? How's it looking?
This is killing me.
Bubcam.
Booyah. What'd you say?
29.
32.
29 is correct.
Oh, she's your favorite person. Woo! You love her so much.
I'm not proud that I got that right.
I should be. Ugh.
Next up, a retired Serbian professional basketball player and current sports administrator. He spent most of his career in the NBA. At 7 feet, 1 inch tall, he played center and was known for his passing and his flopping.
Vlade Divac.
Yes.
Nice. I was going to say Manute Bol, but then I remembered he was like 7'8".
Yeah. Vlade Divac is 53.
He is 49.
47.
ER.
Yes.
Nice.
Noah Wiley.
Nope.
George Clooney.
She's an actress. She played Lisa Miller on News Radio.
Maura Tierney.
Yes.
Nice. Good job, man.
Yes. I love Maura Tierney.
Yeah, you do.
And she was in Liar Liar.
She was in Liar Liar. She's so great.
She was also in the Will Ferrell comedy Semi-Pro.
And she was on ER. Maura Tierney, everyone.
How old is she?
46.
She is 51.
Today she is the big 5-0.
Dang, dude, I was real close.
You were. Nathan Lane.
Yes.
Yeah.
Kuna Matata.
I am on a roll today.
Ain't no passing grace.
It means no worries for the rest of your days. It's a problem free. Philosophy, Hakuna Matata. So, Nathan Lane.
Yeah, it's our motto.
What's a motto? Nothing. What's the motto with you? Okay, you've got to turn this off.
No, you don't.
I'm just going to.
Don't turn this off.
I just want to watch The Lion King.
When he was a young warthog.
When I was a young warthog.
Why doesn't Disney create like a WWE style app where you can just go on there and watch whatever you want?
Hey, I'm going to say this. The Lion King Sega Genesis game was hard.
Yeah, yeah.
And the Game Genie was the same way.
And all the shame! I'm changing my name! And I got downtrodden! Every time that I...
Boom, not in front of the kids.
Oh, sorry.
Boom.
Oh, my God. Nathan Lane is 60.
He's 62.
The Good Wife.
62.
From Birdcage from...
The Birdcage is a funny movie.
He's
oh!
For the rest of your day. He's on The Good Wife right now. Yeah. It's our problem free. Okay.
He is 59 years old.
Close. One off.
All right, moving forward.
I wish you would play the whole Lion King soundtrack.
Let's just watch the whole movie.
Next up, she began her career in the CBS daytime soap opera Search for Tomorrow, and then she was on the primetime soap opera Dallas.
Oh.
She played Jenna Wade.
I remember this song.
Anderson.
Morgan Fairchild.
Morgan Fairchild.
They're the same person.
This is the Dallas theme song?
Yes.
I remember this. Because when this would come on, I think I had to go to bed.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. I wasn't allowed to watch this.
Yeah.
Dallas.
Morgan Fairchild is, well, if Nathan Lane's 60, I'm going to say 60. Why not?
She is 59, whatever. 58.
She is 65 years old.
Okay.
Whoa.
Okay.
Yo, that's crazy. Man, people just get old.
Daniel Radcliffe.
Nope.
Hermione Granger.
Emma Watson.
He is an English actor and television presenter. He played the title character Willow in Leprechaun film series.
Oh, wait. He was also Wicket.
What's his name?
Yep. Jedi. Why can't I think of his name
now? Hang on.
I just wait.
What's his name? I'm looking at him.
I know. Me too. Oh my gosh.
Harry Potter.
Yeah, he's in everything.
I can't remember his name. I give up.
Wait. What's the first letter of the first name?
W.
Warwick Davis.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Good job, Warwick.
Yes, sir.
Warwick Davis. Gosh, I knew it. Warwick Davis is awesome, dude. He was Wicket in Return of the Jedi.
Yeah.
He's been in everything cool.
You might say he gets typecast a lot.
You might say that. You might. Warwick Davis is... Well, let's see. If he was in Return of the Jedi, let's pretend like he was a kid in that. That was Amy. I'm going to say he's 46.
43.
45.
Oh,
man.
My math. The, you're so math. Off.
The final birthday for today. She has been known for her comedic roles in Scooby-Doo, I Heart Huckabees, Wedding Crashers, Hot Rod, Definitely Maybe, Confessions
Isla
of a Shopper.
Fisher.
Yes.
Isn't she married to Sacha Baron
yes.
Cohen?
Yes.
Nuff said. Nuff said.
Nuff said. 36.
Is this that song that they're passing out the flyers and stuff and that guy's...
No, this is when they're like standing in front of the convenience store dancing.
Oh, yeah, and he's doing this.
Oh, man.
Man, that movie's got a great soundtrack, too.
That movie's a great movie.
You're the boys trying to understand it. You know, Waverly covered that song because we watched Hot Rod too much, so we started playing that song. Oh, man. I think she's older than I want her to be.
I say 36.
38.
39.
Wow. You're right.
On two dates on this day in what year? The 15th Amendment granting suffrage to all races of the United States.
This was the one that wasn't approved in Mississippi for 150 years.
Really?
Until last year.
So this would be like 1869.
Yes.
Yeah.
1868. 1870.
Dang it!
Right there.
Gosh! I'm getting better, guys, with history in America. Speaking of America.
Doug, on this day in what year?
I asked you specifically to never play Toby Keith. Doug!
Hey, this is a big one. On this day in what year? To avoid disputed national elections, Congress creates the Electoral Count Act.
Oh, wow.
Gross.
Yeah. Gosh.
And we've all been saying, I see what you did there ever since.
Ever since. Although it worked out for Dubs.
It did.
Wow, they established the electoral vote.
I hate this song, Doug, so much.
America, y'all.
We could be listening to the Lion King soundtrack.
1910.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, but the Lion King wasn't in America.
Oh.
Toby Keith is.
That's true, man.
You got me there. Well, we could listen to the Pocahontas soundtrack.
Oh, my
God. That was America. That was America. Okay. I can't even think right now because this is insane.
It was before the Statue of Liberty started shaking her fist.
I said 1910 already.
I say 1891.
1887.
Right there. Right there.
On this day in what year? The 16th Amendment establishing federal tax income was ratified.
Wait. Federal.
Federal tax. Which was deemed unconstitutional for a long time. And it still is, according to Willie Nelson. Which we learned yesterday.
Charity.
This was ratified. Let's say 1930.
Shout out to my boy Mike at the gym. Because I'm teaching his daughter bass lessons right now, and she can play this bass line.
Really?
Because he taught it to her. Because
nice.
He's got excellent taste in music.
This was before Dark Side of the Moon, by the way.
Okay, got it. Let's see. Thank you for helping me out with my history.
Yeah.
I'm going to say 1922.
1913. On this day in what year, the U.S. broke off diplomatic relations with Germany.
This is the best song.
Any excuse to play this song?
Was that... That was the first one.
Maybe. Wait,
say it again, Doug.
Broke off diplomatic...
relations with Germany.
That has to be the first one, right? Because the second one... They had already
Well, this is what happened.
They had already battled it out in World War I.
In World War I, Germany, right. At the end, Germany pretty much became like... And they deserved the blame, but they became scapegoat. And they were left in complete turmoil.
Yeah.
And just sanctioned out the wazoo.
Yeah.
And so that's what led to Adolf Hitler's rise in power.
Right.
because they were all like, we need something. We got nothing. And he was like, I'm going to make us great again.
Yep.
Just shows what can happen when a charismatic dude says, hey, you know what? You're not feeling good? Yeah. I can make you feel great.
Oh, man.
And then the next thing you know, you're walking in some weird gas station tanning bed video rental place with Doug, and you don't know what's going to happen next. I'm not doing that again, Doug.
I'll see you Saturday.
No! Okay.
See you Saturday.
8 o'clock.
All right.
All right, I say this happened in 19... 1941. No, 1940.
I'm going to say 1916, even though...
1917.
Dang it!
You're right. There you go. Good job.
Oh.
On this day in what year, rock singers Buddy Holly, Richie Valens, and Big Bopper died in a plane crash.
We are idiots, this because literally yesterday was Buddy Holly's final show, and it was 19...
Wait, 50... 61.
See, I was going to say 55.
1961.
1959.
No, 59! Because yesterday I think I said 61.
Yeah, that's what it was.
No!
And the number one song for today?
What is it? Come on.
Of course.
Come on.
Of course.
This is a great Madonna song. I said that four times yesterday. Nobody responded. You remember when she covered this and it was awful?
No.
She covered this song.
Oh.
Yeah.
Remember when Weird Al did a parody of this?
Yes.
Yes.
Is that sad? I don't remember Madonna doing
yeah.
it.
No, that's not sad. That's wonderful.
February made me shiver with every paper I delivered. Bad news on the doorstep.
1959.
I couldn't take one more step.
So he was delivering papers the day it happened. So now he's a grown-up singing the song. Is this 70s or 80s?
I think it's 70s. Say
1973. 77.
1972.
Oh, man! You were right there.
Gosh! Just let it play, Doug. Get stuck in everybody's head.
You don't have to let this play.
Today is Elmo's birthday, and it's Black Coaches Day.
Everybody, it's my birthday!
It's Elmo's birthday?
Yeah.
So random. Proud of that, Elmo. He does good things. Good things. We got a great show for you today coming up in 2 minutes.
Man, why were they drinking whiskey and rye? They were getting plowed,
yeah,
man.
I guess so. They were sad. Buddy Holly died, man.
Did you write the book of love? And do you have faith in God above? If the Bible tells you so.
Coming up! It is New Music Tuesday, your chance to vote on all the new music. So stay close. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now!
Static.
Can you teach me how to dance real slow? Well, I know that you're in love with him, because I saw you dancing in the gym. You both kicked off your shoes. Then I dig those rhythm and blues.
It's a talk.
Time for
New Music Tuesday.
You need to listen to this.
It is time.
What's that?
New Music Tuesday.
Wow!
Welcome to Team Awesome Morning Party. It is Tuesday, which means New Music Tuesday.
Tuesday.
That's right.
New Music.
We get music sent to us day in, day out, and we need your help.
Yes, we do need your help. Guys, we had a few locals rule come in late yesterday, so we'll get to those next week.
That's right.
We have a stocked category of new music for today.
Yes.
A lot. And some new music from some old favorites that sound completely different.
Yeah, can't wait to check those out.
And a true return to form from one band that I think everybody will be stoked about.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Straight up.
I'm seeing this list and I think I know what you're talking about. All
right. Pretty stoked.
Makes me excited. A lot of music to get to. Your chance to vote on it. Tell us what you think. It's a simple equation. Dig it.
Do
you? Means you like it.
Mm-hmm.
Bury it means you don't.
That's right.
And we do some basic math, addition or subtraction.
Which is difficult for me, so don't take it for granted that I'm doing that.
Yeah. So we'll either add it to the station, or we will subtract it from our ears forever.
Amen.
But we need your help.
Digitberry at facebook.com/mystaticradio. It's going down the list.
Wait, I've got more math puns. Oh. Don't let the songs divide you.
Okay.
Go forth and multiply.
Whoa.
With compliments. Not. I'm sorry. I should have stopped. There was an opportunity to stop, and I just kept going. This happens to me a lot, everyone.
Oh, man. Hopefully tomorrow there won't be a fraction of the morning show.
At least 2/3 will be here.
Man, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Tell us what you think of all of the music. This one coming to us from Scarlet White. The song is fire.
Yeah.
Dig it or bury it, facebook.com/mystaticradio. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Rock on.
Static. Scarlet White, fire on M88.
Whoa!
That's what it reminded me of.
It makes sense.
And some good rock music.
It's M88. I remember that.
Yeah?
Yeah? Yeah.
Scarlet White, dig it or bury it, facebook.com/mystaticradio.
Let us go to the comments.
Mm.
Brian Klopez says, not my thing, but I do have the sudden urge to go drink a Surge and put on a lot of black clothes. That's good, man. That's real good. Thebe says, it's not bad, but I feel this would become pod or red for me very quickly, i.e. overplayed monotonous.
Ooh, okay. Save that comment.
Yeah. Nate says, I think this is a pretty solid start to New Music Tuesday. I was tired. Not anymore.
Okay.
Dig.
Good to know.
Bill said, Slayer. To which Thebes replied, drinking this morning already? 5 o'clock somewhere, baby. Viola says, dig. Sean says, dig. Leonard says, not really digging it, so I guess that makes it a berry. I forgot how this works. Shut up, Leonard. We missed you. We did miss you,
Where
Leonard.
Was Leonard?
He's been gone for a while.
I know.
Even Bill says, you've been missed. You have been missed, Leonard.
You've been missed,
buddy. If you ever leave me again, I'm going to come find you. Once you're my friend, you're never not my friend. We're friends forever.
Facebook.com/mystaticradio. Thanks to everybody who's chiming in already on New Music Tuesday. Going to keep it going.
Yeah.
It's even heavier.
What is this?
Jonathan Thulin?
Oh, yeah. This is real heavy. You guys are going to love it.
Song's called Compass. Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/mystaticradio. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
No!
Static. Jonathan Thulin, song's called Compass, dig it or bury it, facebook.com/mystaticradio.
Sean says, this is different JT, a different JT. Totally dig, though. Bill, showing his age relentlessly this morning, Bobby Brownish? Aaron, Barry, Rose says, dig, weird, but we dig it. Leonard says, I missed you guys, but I won't miss this song. Stephen says, sounds like early 2000s pop.
Okay.
He'll pass. Thebe says, I want to say this sounds like someone, but I don't listen to this kind of crap. And then Matthew says, what? No, I don't know. Maybe. That was the most indecisive thing I've ever seen written. What? No, I don't know. Maybe. What?
Oh, man.
No, Thebes. It's not too much.
What?
He wrote too much? I was like, no, that's not too much.
Yeah.
Nate says, you are playing this entire song? Barry, please. Kelly said, no, Barry. Klopez says, I think it would make a good backtrack to an adventure scene in Rio. The animated film about the bird. Sean Bring Back says, that new JT. Isn't that Rio? Isn't that the one about the bird?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, man. Have I been watching too many kids' movies with, like, inspiring music going on? Because I was like, this isn't terrible.
You know what's a good song?
What?
Everything is awesome.
Exactly.
Everything is cool when you're part of a team.
I've been assimilated. Great.
But that's a good song.
Yeah.
I don't know about Rio. I've never seen that movie.
Yeah, I don't either. All right, moving along. It is New Music Tuesday, your chance to rate all the brand new music. Dig it, bury it, facebook.com/mystaticradio. New one from Arsons Harbor.
Yes.
Know nothing about them.
Me either.
Okay,
good. They're a new band, like a newer band. So
makes sense.
Little Baby Band, this is their song, Swimming Stone.
Dig it or bury it, facebook.com/mystaticradio. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
No.
Static. Hudson's Harbor, Swimming Stone, dig it or bury it, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Welcome to New Music Tuesday, your chance to vote on all the brand new singles we receive. Tell us what you think.
We're getting pictures again.
Okay.
Willie says, Willie Gusta. Bill says, feels like I am running at an incredible rate of speed.
Okay.
Thiep says, kind of want to hear some flat note, or, yeah, but I really like the production. This is a winner for him. Stefan says, straightforward rock, I'm down. Leonard says, not bad, I wouldn't turn off the radio.
All right.
Calvin from Hobbs says, yes, son. Gave us a picture. Matthew says, I would dig this song, but I died in a preventable accident. Rose says, Carpool Gang says, dig, dig, dig. Thank you, Rose. Thank you, Carpool Gang. Matthew,
that's the first time I've ever laughed out loud at one of your comments. Nicely done. You're growing, man.
He puts up funny pictures.
Keeping it going with the music. Dig it, bury it. Facebook.com/mystaticradio. This next one, The Lasting Hope.
Mm-hmm. We played a couple songs from these guys.
Yeah.
EP produced by Mark Townsend, the guy that did early Reliant K stuff. Check it out.
All right. Song's called Lifeline. Facebook.com/mystaticradio. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static. The Lasting Hope. Lifeline. Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/mystaticradio. Tell us what you think.
Bill says he's waiting for puberty.
Yeah.
You can tell they're kids.
They are definitely kids. They remind me of young Hawk Nelson.
I feel like they're trying to make that band the next, like, Reliant K.
Mm.
Old Reliant K. I really do. I think if you go look at their Facebook and stuff, too, it seems like that's exactly what they're going for.
Yeah.
Sean says, IDK, like a less annoying Panic at the Disco vocally, dig? Bring back new JT. Calvin from Hobbs says, aw, yes.
Okay.
With this other fellow. I think we met him, but I can't remember his name. Steven says, speaking of the early 2000s, this sounds like Hawk Nelson and Stellar Cart had a kid.
Yes.
No thanks.
Yeah. And they probably did because they're about the right age.
True. Very true. Cassie says, dig. Thebe says, I suppose I can overlook the keyboard this time. This is fairly okay. And then Matthew says, this song has more funk than the Sharks dancing with the Parakeets.
Oh, I thought that was a chick from Hot Dog on a Stick.
I think, wait, is that not?
I thought it was.
That's weird.
Just made me want a corn dog.
Well, sometimes you just want a corn dog.
I guess so. Facebook.com/mystaticradio. Now, this next dude, we haven't heard music from him solo.
It's been a hot minute.
In some years.
That's true.
Kevin Max, 1/3 of DC Talk. Took some time off from being solo to front a band called Audio Adrenaline.
Yep, not in Audio Adrenaline anymore.
Not fronting that band, no.
We have a surprise for everybody
today. Yeah. So, in the meantime, we're going to play some Kevin Max. He's still releasing music solo. Song's called That Was Then and This Is Now. Makes sense.
It does.
It really, really does.
It does.
Facebook.com/mystaticradio. If you'd like to chime in, dig it, bury it. The vibrato master extraordinaire.
Here he comes.
Kevin Max. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now!
Static. Haunted boy. And I'm living now. And he's living now. Inner city living. Inner city living.
Told you I was freaky.
K-Max! Kevin Max, That Was Then, and This Is Now. Dig it, bury it, facebook.com/mystaticradio. What do the people have to say?
Thebe says, before you even play it, no. Bill says, ha ha ha. And Thebe says, see, even he says bury in the lyrics, done.
Gosh.
Petey Green says, like an old booger, I am digging this.
Okay.
Thank you for that visual.
Yes, thank you.
Calvin from Hobbs says, confusion rules, bury. To clear up confusion about other fellows, Calvin on right, Brother Jake on left. There we go. Like it. Thank you for the clarification. Bill says, I read the book That Was Then, This Is Now in 7th grade. It was a horrible book that influenced me to make horrible decisions as a teenager. So there's that. Bill, I didn't realize that they had invented the printing press when you were a kid. But I'm so happy to hear that.
That's good, man. He's a reader.
That's right. Steven says, it's not terrible, but I'd be okay with not hearing it again.
Okay.
Matthew says, I'm glad I know sign language. It's pretty handy. No thanks, Barry.
Oh.
Sean says, what is wrong with me? I totally dig giggity this. Kevin says, dig. Nate says, because of my deep love for DC Talk, I have to support this song. Thebe says, who are you? And Laura says, it's Kevin Max. Of course I'll dig it.
Yeah, there's this. It's like this weird nostalgic, yeah. I don't know. I came at the tail end of DC Talk, so I wasn't like huge DC Talk fan, but I always enjoyed him the most of the three.
Destiny says, please bury this. I feel like I'm sitting through a very boring 80s movie.
Yeah.
Here's my thing, guys. K-Max was my favorite voice in DC Talk.
Of the three.
Of the three, he was my favorite.
Yeah.
I don't really mind that song, but I figured not a lot of people would like
it.
Yeah. He's a polarizing guy.
It sounds exactly like I was expecting it to sound.
Yeah.
So, there you go. Speaking of things that you were expecting to sound one way, probably sounding different.
We don't know if we can go into the particulars. I've texted a couple of the new members of the band, but I don't think we can go into the particulars of this because they haven't made a major announcement.
Let's just say this. Different lineup.
Different lineup. It's probably different than the one you're even expecting.
Right.
If you listen to the voice singing, you might be able to pick up on it. But this is the new Audio Adrenaline single.
What?
It's called Love Was Stronger.
It's interesting. They're releasing a brand new single and yet have not even made announcements that they're doing anything. Really.
Right.
So, new lineup. We'll talk more about it once we get the clear two, which could be some time from now.
We don't know.
Just happen to know. Yeah. Brand new song, Love Was Stronger, Audio Adrenaline. Dig it, bury it, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Steam Awesome Morning Party.
No!
Static. Love Was Stronger, brand new music from Audio Adrenaline. All new lineup.
All new lineup.
There you go.
Let's see. TJ put up some funny memes. Bill says, la-ah-ah-arg. Stefan says, this is not the Audio A that I remember. I'm going to say pass on this one.
Okay.
Willie says, love clearly wasn't strong enough to save this song. Barry, deep.
Oh, man.
Calvin from Hobbs says, I could whoop Usain Bolt in the foot race with the adrenaline I just got.
Oh, gosh.
That's a lot of adrenaline.
Because they're audio adrenaline.
Yeah. Nate says, a little generic, not the same as Some Kind of Zombie. I'd be okay if you brought that back. Ooh. That was my favorite Audio Adrenaline song,
yeah.
Some Kind of Zombie. At one point, because Waverly was on Flickr, this is one of the only regrets I have from that whole thing. Most of them being, you know, that we got dropped and it was, we got the shaft. But the other regret is that at one point they were going to make an Audio Adrenaline tribute album like they did with DC Talk. And all the Flickr bands got to say which song we were going to do. And Waverly was going to do Some Kind of Zombie.
Oh.
And then it never materialized.
Are you serious? Mm-hmm.
We were so stoked. We were so excited about that.
And then they're like, wait, we are in debt. We should just, instead of doing this tribute to Audio Adrenaline, let's just get rid of, like, most of our bands.
Ugh.
Thanks, Flickr.
Yeah, thanks for trimming the fat, Provident. Appreciate you guys. Leonard says, nope. Thebe says, it's time for them to change their name. Totally different sound. Not saying I like it. It's just not Audio Adrenaline.
That's a good question. Like,
yeah, it's a good point. I think a lot of people feel like that.
Yeah.
Joe the Nanny says, I like it. To which Bill said, no, Joelle, no. And TJ said, she's teetering on losing my Facebook friendship. TJ, welcome to the line walked by many of your friends. Matthew
Amazing.
Says, dig. And Laura says, I want to cry because this is not Audio A awesomeness, Barry.
Yeah, see, that's the question. You know, even with Newsboys,
mm-hmm.
it's mostly, are there any original members in Newsboys?
I think
at this point,
I think the drummer is the longest running member in the band, but
okay,
I don't
Duncan.
Think he was. I don't
he
think he was original.
The original drummer is the dude that was in the band for like 9 minutes and became an atheist, who recently put out that huge interview.
Yeah.
And most people were going, "Dude, you were in the band for like 5 minutes. What are you talking about?
What are you talking about, man?
What are you talking about?" So yeah, I it's weird when they do that, and it's like not even original members.
Well, it speaks to. How much it speaks to how much of what we listen to, not even just Christian market, but definitely
right.
Christian market is a package. It's a
yes.
product that is assembled.
A brand, if you
yes.
will.
Yes.
Audio Adrenaline is a brand. Newsboys are a brand more than they are a band.
And if you think if you think about it from a business standpoint, it's actually smart.
It is.
What if you wanted to open a fast food burger joint and then all of a sudden the name McDonald's went out on the market? What if you were a completely different burger chain, but you could purchase the rights to McDonald's?
Right.
that would be a smart business decision because that's the most recognizable burger chain in the world.
So you want to sell a bunch of records and you're establishing kind of a new band with veteran artists.
But you have the rights to the name.
We have the rights to Newsboys. Let's call us Newsboys.
Mm. Hmm. And we can sing all their old hits.
Yeah.
And we can tour on the catalog. Tours.
Yeah. That's good.
It's interesting.
That is interesting.
Interesting scenario.
Because I think it's different when, you know, like Solomon stepped away from Family Force 5 and his brother, who was already in the band, was like, hey, I'm going to step up and lead. Mm-hmm. There may be a couple different members, but it's still the core group of Family Force 5. That's one thing.
Yeah.
But when it's an entirely different band.
Right.
I don't know.
Entirely different band. And I don't know, though, because it also speaks on the flip side. It speaks to the power of a song.
Yes.
Because sometimes songs can translate so powerfully, they can be so moving that it doesn't matter who sings them.
Yeah.
The message is what matters. It ties into the gospel.
Absolutely.
Not to Jesus juke it, but for real, a lot of times we get fixated on the messenger, and then when people fall, we're devastated. Mm. But in reality, it's a testament to how God uses whatever he wants.
Yes.
To be glorified.
That was solid, buddy.
Thanks, man. I think I blacked out. Doug, what happened?
It is New Music Tuesday, going through some brand new songs. Maybe they've been submitted through record labels or through people. If you would like to submit a song for New Music Tuesday, we will take them. We love playing new music from new artists. All you got to do is get to our website, mystaticradio.com, under the Locals Rules section. Get there, check out all the details. You can upload MP3s, give us a band bio, tell us a little bit about yourself, and we'll play it for New Music Tuesday. This next artist, very well known.
Man, I'm a fan of Brooke Frazier.
Yes.
Straight up.
Yes.
Mitch discovered her in 1976.
And said, this girl.
And has been trying to get her on the air ever since
then.
She
really has for some time been like, hey, we need to be playing her. And we were like, pfft.
Well, then we played the crap out of Psychosocial. That's a good song.
That was an incredible song.
And
this,
she just released a video from this song. It's called Magical Machine.
This is going out to Middays with Mitch.
Woo!
Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. It's Brooke Frazier.
Frazier. I think, I don't know. She's from down under.
Oh, good.
Is she a Kiwi or an Australian?
What? How come the New Zealanders are called Kiwis, but the Australians are just called Australians?
Pineapples.
Okay.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Doug, we'll find out. Call right. Australia, Doug.
There you go. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Steam Awesome Morning Party.
Now!
Static. Magical Machine, Brooke Frazier. Dig it, bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Tell us what you think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's see what the folks had to say. What'd you say, folks? Matthew says, I would say yes, but I hate this song.
Okay.
Plain and simple. David says, don't get me wrong. I love me some Brooke Frazier. I'm not sure about this one. Brandy said, nope. Phoebe said, yep. Stevan says, the music has a bit of an Imogen Heapish vibe. The song is I think it could grow on me. See, I like Imogen Heap.
Me
so maybe
too.
That's why I'm like, yes.
Right.
That's just my opinion. Calvin from Pop says, kind of twitchy. Dig. Jacob says, I'm a fan. Fun but chill beat and awesome voice. I'd say dig. That's a good description. Bill put up his self-portrait. Jody says, yes, that electronic feel and sound rocks. This is putting me in a good mood at work as I package American Eagle clothing.
Okay.
I guess she's working in the stockroom. Stephanie says, they're called Kiwis because the Kiwi bird is native to New Zealand. My husband's friend is from New Zealand. Australians are called Aussies. Doug, did you call Australia to confirm? Not yet. Can't get them on the line. They're busy. A busy signal. They've got like one phone line in Australia. I've seen rescuers down under. I know what it's like. Yeah. We'll keep trying. Clopez says so much yes. Adriana says interesting dig. Leonard says yes. Joel the Nanny says, I don't think so. Bill says yes. Brian Clopez says, I think you're listening to the wrong station, Joel. And Jacob says, yes, don't listen to her, guys, because he doesn't want people to listen to Joel the Nanny.
Yeah.
Come on. How do you like Al City and you don't like that song?
For reals.
I don't get that.
Because that was, maybe it's because Al City's like kindergarten.
Maybe so.
And that's like high school.
Maybe so.
It's like deeper. You're like dealing with stuff.
I want to go deeper, but I don't know how to swing. Stephen Curtis Chapman. You don't know. You don't know Stephen Curtis Chapman.
I do not at
You're
all.
Too busy listening to Stone Temple Pilots. You cool kid.
Oh, man. man. Amazing. Keeping it going on New Music Tuesday.
All right, this next band is the band that Steven from Amberlynn told us before he became a false prophet.
Yes.
Which is, I don't know what that says for this band, because he said they were going to blow up.
If you missed yesterday's show, he was on and talking a little bit about the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Post. Oh, man, it was fantastic. Please go download the podcast, mystaticradio.com. But he had mentioned this artist.
He did. The band is Jewel Vera.
Yeah.
And this band is blowing up. They're going to be on Warped Tour next summer.
Yeah.
They're already making, like, huge. They're just great things
making
are already.
Strides.
Yes. Great things are happening for this band. And they're a baby band.
All right. Tell us what you think about them. Dig it, bury it. Facebook.com/mystaticradio. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now!
Static.
Last in the city with a mess in between, so far away. Towers so tall, no sky to be seen, can't find you.
Jewel Vera, song called One Little String. Dig it or bury it, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Welcome to New Music Tuesday, part of Team Awesome Morning Party, your chance to vote on all the brand new singles that we are playing.
Mm-hmm.
What do the people have to say?
Thebe says, one dude, four girls in the band is Poppy. This actually works really well. Mm. I thought it was four dudes and one girl. I don't know. Oh, I see what he's doing. You wise old man. David says, I would listen to this again, Dig. Jacob says, yay, I love it, Dig. It's definitely fun. Laura says, not my style, Barry. Leonard says, meh, I don't hate it.
Okay.
Let's see, I bet Bill replied. Yep, so deep, Leonard, so very deep. Bill says, the Bangles?
Okay.
And Adriana says, loved it from the start, cute lyrics.
All right.
Nice.
Keeping it going. This next one, oh, we got a phone call. I guess we'll take some...
We got a phone call!
Yeah, some vocal criticism or constructive criticism. Static, hello.
Let's do it.
Hey, it's Calvin from Hobbs, guys.
Calvin,
hey, bud.
From Hobbs!
You about to go into class?
No, I have class at 9:30. I just have to drop my brother off at 8, nice. So that's why.
Okay.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, I really liked it. This is the kind of song that I would listen to, like, 6 hours into a road trip after I've made my ears significantly raw with, like, House of Heroes and Cardboard Kids.
I like
it. Where it's, like, still rocky and can keep me awake, but is not, like, hurting my ears.
Right.
There you go.
That's cool.
So I liked it. It was good.
There you go. Good stuff. Thanks, Calvin.
All right. Bye, guys.
All right. Later.
505-338-3700. Now we're digging into some bands that you have heard of for show.
Yeah, you have definitely heard of for show. For show and for show.
These next guys releasing new stuff, and you and I have both been surprised by some of the recent releases from Trevor McNeven, even his spot on yes. The Manifest single.
Let me think before I speak.
Okay, let me say that one of my first Christian records I ever got was Set It Off.
Okay, I've never, ever, ever been a TFK fan.
Yeah, so
Did not like them.
And I loved their first record. I really enjoyed it.
The song that we added last called Set Me on Fire, I did not mind. I liked it because it didn't grate on my nerves.
Now, the interesting thing is I'm curious to see how Thousand Foot Crutch fans will respond to this song.
Yeah.
Because Trevor McNeven, you know, kind of going different,
but still
TFK?
Yeah.
Is this more like, I don't know, we'll see. Tell us what you think. Dig it, bury it, facebook.com/mystaticradio. It's brand new old Thousand Foot Crutch.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it.
Yeah, yeah. Right here on Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static. Untraveled Road, Thousand Foot Crutch.
Linkin Park. What? Linkin Park.
Dig it or bury it, facebook.com/mystaticradio.
That's a Linkin Park song.
It absolutely, it's bleeded out. Yeah, that's a different,
the
that's
same
a,
thing.
It's multiple Linkin Park songs rolled into one.
And then Doug pointed out when he's singing, he sounds like the guy from Avenged Sevenfold. Leonard says, waiting for the TFK haters to come out of the woodwork. There's a meme, and it says, in before, and then that's when you write, in before, who's coming out? Who are the haters coming out? That's what you do. SB says, I am brought back to the good old days, headbanging with my mid-high youth group at a TFK concert. Dig. Terrifying. Klopez says, if you're screaming and not making a sound, are you really screaming? Only if you're in the woods. Only if you're in the woods. Think about it. Think about it. Thebes says 1,065,987 likes on Facebook. He's not one of them. Adriana says, I wouldn't mind listening to this on Static. Nate says, I've always tried to like TFK, but never really had. That being said, this is probably the best I've heard from them. I won't change it. Richard says, yep. Drew says, dig, Trevor's vocals on this album were dope. Old school meets new runs and tones he's never really shown before. I liked it lots. Laura says, glad these guys got their mojo back. Dig. James says, I couldn't keep my rock fist down. I dug this harder than a hungry honey badger. Nathan Heitzik says, very Linkin Park.
Yeah.
We know that guy. Jacob says, feel like I'm not a very good judge. I seem to like everything. So yeah, I did it.
Okay.
Joe the Nanny says, wait until everyone makes fun of you for your favorite band, Brover, then your views will change. Joe the Nanny, people like Owl City, it's just nobody here.
Yeah.
It's fine. It's fine if you like Owl City. You keep liking them.
Yeah, man.
She says, the Statue of Liberty is shaking her fist at this, and so am I. I don't like it. That Toby Keith reference was for you, Teo. Thank you. Mm. Thebe says, redeemed. Joe the Nanny says, yes. Does that sound familiar to you? A little bit. I don't know. Lopez says nope.
They mixed the bleed it out beat and the what I've done riff. Yeah, that's amazing.
It's going to sell.
Gosh, I can do that. Come on.
It's okay.
Okay.
One thing. I don't know why. It doesn't even matter how hard you try.
Because all you got to do is take somebody's song and you can be a writer all day long.
Hey, nice rhyme, man.
Yeah,
thanks, nice rhyme.
Thanks.
Deeds.
Oh,
you're Mr. Deeds.
I'll bring it. Okay.
Do we need to take a break?
Yeah, let's take a call too.
Okay.
Static.
Yo, good morning, fellas.
Hey.
Good morning.
How you guys doing this morning?
Fantastic. How you doing?
Not bad.
Okay.
I must say, I'll speak for Thebes, even though he wrote something on Facebook. I think he was a little mistaken. I think he dug that.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, it's a dig. You can't go wrong with TFK.
Can't go wrong.
No, sir. That was a dig from this guy.
Okay. I figured it was. It, I know you like TFK.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Hey, and real quick, just to reiterate what Steve was talking about yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
I was waiting to see how Bill Belichick was cheating yesterday. And I figured he was taking links out of the first down marker, but no.
Nope.
Turns out he tapped into Russell Wilson's headset and told him to throw the ball up.
Yeah,
down.
Told him to throw it.
That's
throw
what it was. Ball. That's what it was.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
There you go.
All right. You guys have a good one.
You too. 505-338-3700. We got to take a quick break. It is New Music Tuesday. Coming back, brand new music from Lifehouse. And, man, we're saving it till the last, but a song that is kind of...
Yeah.
We just heard TFK kind of bring it back around.
Yeah.
Another band releasing a record this month, actually.
Mm-hmm.
We got the first single from their new project.
We did.
We'll tell you who it is.
We've been wondering about it, too. It's like, don't they have a new record coming out
soon?
And lo and behold, there it was.
That's coming up next on Team Awesome Morning Party.
No.
Static.
It's a talk.
Time for
New Music Tuesday.
You need to listen to this.
Oh, yeah. Kool-Aid Man.
Oh, yeah.
I love Kool-Aid Man.
Until he busts into your living room and tears through
I love it.
Come on, man.
You can make it into
drywall.
It's a conversation piece. What is that? That's where the Kool-Aid Man busts in.
Did he bust through the framing, though? Because it's like, come
on. Oh, yeah.
He busted through everything.
Good old he
Kool-Aid
busted
man.
Through the walls of my heart.
Okay.
I love you, Kool-Aid Man.
Oh, preferably grape.
Yeah.
That's my favorite.
I like orange. I like grape.
Grape's my fave.
Man.
It is New Music Tuesday. Welcome to Team Awesome
Got me
Morning
thinking
Party.
About Kool-Aid now.
Speaking of favorites, we are going through brand new music.
Yeah.
Some favorite artists coming up, actually. Some bands that you love.
You love.
That
you
have
love.
New music. In fact, this next artist, man, back in 2000, they were the biggest band in the world.
They were. They were steadily rising to the top of the heap.
Yeah.
I saw this band open for Matchbox 20 in Everclear.
Wow.
I did.
Really?
In Memphis. Yep.
Amazing. They made the climb and were like, yes. And then there was the decline.
Yeah.
You're like, where'd they go? And all of a sudden, they're back.
They're back. Well, the funny thing about Lifehouse.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm Casey Kasem when I do crap like that. The funny thing about Lifehouse. That's who it is! Anyway, the funny thing about them is they've had a major hit on every record.
Yeah.
The first record was huge. Yeah. No Name Face. It had Hanging by a Moment and...
Dude, that's
and everything. And what was the other song? Standing Outside Your Window or something. Yeah. Kind of creepy, but it was romantic, so it worked. It had a few different songs on it. And then the next record came out. It had a song called Spin. It was the Stanley Climbfall record. And then... Every other record that came out, you might not remember the name of the record, but I bet you can name a song off of every one of them because they've had a major radio hit on every record.
They should have just waited a decade and put one really good record out.
Maybe so. It could have been the biggest in the world.
Could have been the biggest record.
Could have been the biggest in the world. Right now, they're independent,
mm-hmm.
and they're putting out a brand new record very soon. And this is, we played a song called Flight from it. It was kind of a little preview. It's a slow, slow kind of whatever song. But this song... I'm stoked about because it reminds me of old school. Lifehouse.
Ooh, all right. Yeah. Dig It or Bury It, facebook.com/mystaticradio. The song is Hurricane. It's Lifehouse on Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now!
Static. Yep. Lifehouse.
Y'all, I like it. Lifehouse.
Song's called Hurricane. Does it just get better? Dig it, bury it, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Tell us what you think.
Thebe says, not sure I've heard a bad song from them. Never purchased an album. This may change that.
Yeah.
I'm excited about this new record.
That was fantastic.
It definitely... Did it remind you of old school
yes.
Lifehouse?
Yes.
See? I was a senior in high school.
It had the cool like riff that sounded a little bit like Hanging Like a Moment. Yeah.
Like the baritone
thing. It was just the tone. Yeah. The tone going and... Oh, man.
That was good. That was real good. Casey really says, I can dig it until I hear it over and over again on the other radio station.
I was just about to say, that will be on every radio
TJ
station.
TJ says upper management, but I'm here to tell you, friend, nope.
No, yeah. No, that's right here.
Leonard says dig. Brandy says dig. Sammy says not sure. Sammy, where have you been all morning? Jody says not really into it. Nate says nope. Joel the Nanny says I like it.
We got something coming up for Sammy.
That's right.
In two short tracks.
We do.
We got one in between to get you there.
And TJ, I've got a song for you right now. This is a new song from the band Truslow.
Mm-hmm.
It's their song Doctor.
There you go.
From their Hurricane EP, which is kind of funny because that last song was on Hurricane.
Dig it or bury it, facebook.com/mystaticradio. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
Thoughts will go away, knowing forever I'm alive.
Truslow, song called Doctor. Dig it, bury it, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Tell us what you think. What do the peoples have to say?
What do they have to say? What do they have to say? I refresh the page. Thebe says, this is weird and good. Sammy says, ha ha ha, I'll totally bury, ouch my ears. To which TJ says, Sammy can shut her mouth. This I love.
Okay.
You guys should just get in an internet battle.
That'll love how people chime in and they all just kind of become pseudo weird online friends. And everybody's like chatting
friends.
It up. See, we're just like uniting people.
Uniting people
just
over
uniting
Facebook.
Uniting people.
Nothing bad's ever come of that.
eHarmony's got nothing on us.
That's right.
Oh. Okay.
No. There's a Christian Mingle movie. Brandy says, I can relate. Diggs. Leonard says, Diggs. Casey says, dig. Jody says, okay, now that's more like it. Oh, hey, you guys play We Are Alive by Fireflight, please. That would be awesome. Gonna have to head back to work. Okay, she's going back to work. Kayla says, yes, dig. Joel the Nanny says, huh? Interesting, but I like it.
Dig it or bury it, facebook.com/mystaticradio. And when you request a song, please make sure and tell us exactly what minute you would like it.
That's true.
It makes it easier for us to not have to do our jobs.
Good grief. Nah, he kidding, y'all.
One final track. This one's for Sammy.
This is for Sammy. Guys, I just got an email from this band just now.
Yes.
They've announced a tour with Islander and some other band. The new single from Red.
What?
From their new record.
This was kind of like a silent assassin record.
It was like, who is it coming out or what?
What is happening with New Red? I mean, they keep talking about it. We've known these guys for years.
Yeah.
By the way, 88.3 FM here in Albuquerque, us first station in the world to play them on radio,
yep.
Which is very cool.
That is
so
cool.
That's always fun. We love those guys, but it's been so long. We're like, hey, Randy, what is happening? Do you have a new record? And then all of a sudden it's like end of this month. And here's the new single.
Yeah.
We haven't heard anything from these guys.
Nothing. And we, the Waverly guys, we were always friends with these dudes because the producer, Rob Graves,
yes.
did our record. And yep. then Jason, who used to play in the band, co-produced our EP.
I love that dude.
Yeah, he's a great dude.
Is he still playing guitar with Breaking Benjamin?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
Crazy.
I know, right? It's like, I just got to go home and focus on my family and just hang out at the house. I'm on tour with Breaking Benjamin. I am the guitar player in Breaking Benjamin.
Yeah. Yeah. It's cool. But anyway, I'm stoked about this song because the record from Red that I liked was Innocence and Instinct.
Mm.
And this reminds me of that record.
All right. Tell us what you think. Dig it. Bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Brand new Red on Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static. Brand new music from Red. Their record releases later this month. That's where you can find this single. Yours Again. Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. I don't know. Are they yours again?
You can go to redmusiconline.com for more info about their new record.
Yes.
Travis says, you had me at Red. Dig it like Dig Dug.
Okay.
TJ says, imagine a world without this band. Thebe says, they have their place and that's cool, just not in my playlist. Sammy says, yes, love it. Thanks, guys. I pray that... would never on here. You guys are what?
Okay.
Joe the Nanny says, Sammy can keep this. I shall stick with Owl City. Thank you very much. You make your stand. Sammy says, God bless you too. Thanks for my blessing.
Hey, no
Leonard
problem.
Says, not really my style, but I like it. And I know you guys bought your tickets for tomorrow night's show. Is that Avett Brothers?
That is tomorrow night, huh?
That is.
Yeah.
Casey says, dig. Brandy says, love me some Red. God used them bringing me out of the darkness into the light. Richard says, dig it. Kevin says, do these guys still rock the eyeliner? I mean, come on now. They have a good thing going. Nate says, dig. They won me over when they pulled that kid up on stage to play with them at Freedom Fest all those years ago. That was awesome.
Wow. You know who that was?
Who?
That was, remember Curtis the movie guy?
Yeah.
That was his son.
That was his son.
That's really, really
yes.
cool.
Yes, I remember that clearly.
That's awesome, dude. Yeah, tons of comments on that.
And now he's in a band.
He's an incredible drummer. Oddly enough, he became an incredible drummer.
Well, that's funny.
Yeah.
That's how it works.
That is how it works.
That is your...
I'm so inspired by music.
So inspired you do cool things.
So inspired by the guitar that I'm going to become a drummer.
Yeah. Somehow the guitar changed to drumsticks in my hand. It was magical.
Shout out to little Brett Bronner, who's no longer little.
Shout out.
Yes.
That's New Music Tuesday for today.
All right. You can tell us what you think about all the new music. Dig it, bury it, facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. If you missed any part of New Music Tuesday, don't worry. Coming up at noon, Mitch and I always do a recap. So make sure you check that out. Oh, cool. Our boy in Faith in Foxholes posted something on our Facebook page. Local artist to the Albuquerque area. Looks like he's doing a Kickstarter project. You can check out all the details. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Yes.
Yes.
Local talent. And that dude is a talent.
He is a talent. I'm excited about that.
Except for when he was on Breaking Bad because
no,
it was like,
that's
man.
That's not that guy. It's a different guy.
He had that scene with the Nationwide kid.
No.
Yeah.
No, it's a different guy.
It was really
different
sad.
Guy.
Okay.
Different guy.
All right.
Good grief.
Good Coming grief. Coming up, Quality Tam Tuesday. Got some Lady Lobo tickets to give away. Stay close. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
Let the broadcasting of the disturbed continue.
Time for more from Team Awesome Morning Party on Static Radio.
Enjoy the show.
Careful traffic. Hello. We need to turn that camera around so the beautiful people can see Quality Tam.
Oh, I thought you say that people can see beautiful quality Tam, but you switched it.
I did. Also,
I can't hear
DJ Bossman Dan.
Just turn it up
in the background. What's he doing? We can see your torso, boom. Daniel. That's about it.
Nailed it.
What?
All right, traffic. Let's take a look.
All right.
We've got long-term road construction, San Mateo Boulevard at San Diego Avenue Northeast. Earlier, there was a wreck on Paseo that we didn't get to, and I know it was causing a lot of congestion and a few headaches. Also, police are directing traffic Central Avenue between 59th Street Southwest and Yucca Drive Northwest. So I guess they've opened it back up, but they're still on the scene from that craziness going on this morning. That's your look at traffic right now.
Traffic
I can't stand
brought to you
that.
By Tamra, who's the interrupter of life.
4001 Osuna Road, Northeast, Albuquerque, New Mexico, 87109, Solomon's Porch.
That's right. Give them a call at 338-3669. They will give you a jolt.
Yeah, they can even give you a 20-ounce, 2 shots instead of 3, 4 pumps of vanilla, Cuban,
with
almond milk.
Did you want any coffee with your coffee?
Gosh!
Yeah.
Obviously not.
Okay, say that.
I can't have that anymore.
Drink? Oh, you can't have that drink anymore?
Yeah, because yesterday was day one, you know.
Of the 90-day challenge.
Of the 90-day.
You're going for it.
How are those Diet Cokes treating you, Tam?
Well, they're not. They put them to death.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah, so we show up. Can I just tell you this real quick?
Yeah.
We show up, and they're like, oh, it's day one. Most of these people haven't even worked out. Oh, what do they start us off with?
Burpees.
Yes!
Wow.
And then...
Nicely done.
And then, while my husband is being a Marine and...
Right.
You know,
killing it.
Burping it like crazy.
Uh-huh.
They say, oh, okay, now what are we going to do? Tell us, Mateo.
Let's see. You did burpees, introductory thing. Did you do squats?
Bam. And then lunges.
What? I was just about, come on. That was,
you win. You it was. Me. I saw it coming from your mouth. That's why I said lunges. I was like, wow, this is day one. And then he's like, you know, this is just the whatever, like no big deal. And here's the thing. I'm working on this. It's my pride. It's my pride. If we had some pride music, that would this
pride
is what I
music.
Break it down.
Hey, that's
break
you're on the wrong station.
Break it down. Break it down. I need some music that sounds like it's breaking and crushing my pride.
Oh, see, I was just going to play pride because you said you need some pride.
Okay,
music,
well, okay, so well, that's
like,
fine.
Obviously,
nice.
That's the same thing. Hear pride.
That's the same thing. So,
in the name of love.
I'm standing there trying to do this, and you know what I'm thinking to myself? Man, I've always been the coach. I've always been on this other side. I've always been the one screaming at these girls, telling them to get down, get lower, get your butt down.
Yeah.
And now I'm
the master has become the student.
I am the student.
Hey, I think that's cool.
But
hey,
it's good. I'm just
learning. Do you know
why
they started you out with burpees? It's because they found out in recent years that that's the most effective full body exercise.
I don't even
you,
know what a
work
burpee
everything.
Is. I really don't.
It's like you're, look,
tell
it sounds
look,
just...
You stand up, you jump, and then you fall to the ground like you're going to do a push-up. You
and
go
you
all the way to the ground.
Stick your legs out.
You pick yourself back up, stand up, and jump again. And you do a bunch of those in a row.
Ugh.
It's a full body
but I
workout.
I just ate cheese.
Right.
You're going to throw it back up.
Right.
I didn't eat
you,
cheese.
The cheese shall rise again.
That is so true. That is the leaning tower of whatever.
Cheese.
So anyway... So yeah, it's going okay. You know, it's going okay. We're figuring it out.
Yeah.
I'm off of sugars and, you know, the whole jazz. But I'm
vapor.
Excited. I'm excited
vapor.
To see
baby
the results.
Okay.
I'm excited.
Damn, it's going to be good. You got to stay committed.
89 more days.
You know, right now,
focus.
Desert Forge is doing a thing called the Larong Challenge.
Dude.
And it's Larong for me. I'm off of sugar, and I'm going insane.
He's going crazy.
I was telling everybody, when we do any staff anything, I walk in and have 4 to 5 people walk up and go, hey, you okay? I found out that my resting face is sad.
Yeah, dude, for real.
I look depressed.
But you're looking good, man. Come on. You got like 4 weeks left of this challenge.
This could go
I have 90 more days.
Look, I can't
89
eat
more days.
No refined sugar, which is one of my favorite things. Literally, our buddy Jamie brought over a box of Gobstoppers the other day, and I was looking at that box, and I said, I could eat that whole box.
Did
right.
I mention
hey,
I have
what?
A five-pound bag of Skittles?
Yep.
That I just
can I,
hold
can
like
I,
a cat?
I yell at Chrissy. I don't
it.
Yell at Steve-O.
Can
I look
just
at Chrissy
say,
and go, this is your fault.
Do you guys remember when you were mocking me for saying, when I see Vanilla Coke Zero, I could taste it?
Yeah.
Pretty sure. Yeah. Pretty sure we're going back around. That's exactly what you're saying. No, that's you fake. Can taste
I'm
the gobstopper.
Like a sweet tart.
Yeah. I'm going to break this microphone.
Those are his favorite sweet tarts.
So no sweet tarts.
Too,
no corn.
Ones.
No legumes. I can't have dairy.
Yeah.
Which is, I don't usually eat a lot of dairy.
This is weird. On our diet thingy, our healthy way of living, I call it a habit. I'm never using the word diet ever again in my life because it's just going to trick my head. They said I can have an unlimited amount of blocks of cheese. Now, I am no expert, buddy. I have never
they're
been.
They're trying to stop you up, literally.
Like
they're going to stop you.
Like, I know we have a doctor working for us, but I think he maybe needs some business. I don't know.
No, that's the joke. You know on Guardians of the Galaxy when Rocket Raccoon needs the guy's leg?
Yes.
That's what's happening to you.
Yeah.
Oh, and eat cheese forever. The doctor worded it weird, but I guess he's a doctor. We got to try. It says forever. I don't know.
Oh, man.
My husband loves it. He's all, cheese!
I love cheese, too, and I miss cheese.
See, this is why I don't diet or any of that junk, because...
Just healthy way.
Between the two of you and then Peter on our sister station, 1071 KNKT, he had another doctor on with this other diet, and the first two things that you could not eat...
Yeah.
Eggs, cheese.
Oh, God.
Because it clogs your arteries. So it's like, these are the five things you have to stay away from forever.
Nope.
And like, so you can eat all the cheese in the world, and Teo has like five hard-boiled eggs every day for breakfast.
Yeah, I love boiled eggs. Those are delicious.
So it's like, wait, what?
So but here's the consensus.
Arteries,
no,
people.
Here's the thing.
Not
or
if
you
exercise.
Just eat whatever you want and don't think about it.
If you exercise
and stay skinny like me.
Stay hydrated.
Yeah.
Stay hydrated and get your blood
moving. I drink
water
every week.
Get your blood moving and stay hydrated. And everything else, ask Jesus, because he'll tell you.
Googling the dangers of skinny fat.
That is scary. My cousin came with us yesterday. She tried to go in there. She's like 2 pounds. And he's all looking at her. He's like, right. So you're here to lose weight?
All right.
Yeah.
Here we go.
She's one of those peeps.
Great.
March 10th, 2014.
Okay.
Doctors say we are focusing too much on weight, but thin people can sometimes carry the most dangerous kind of fat.
Amen, my brother.
This is according to Time Magazine.
That's right.
Reputable source.
Yeah.
So.
Who trusts those guys?
I know, right?
Obesity is a serious epidemic in the U.S., but the problem, doctors say, is that we are putting too much weight on weight itself. When the CDC released obesity numbers last week, we cheered that the rate had fallen so drastically for children ages 2 to 5, even though obesity rates overall remain relatively flat. People with stellar metabolisms and magical genes may not look the part, but they can have the same medical issues as an obese person.
Boom.
Type 2 diabetes, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, and out of control blood sugar. It should be obvious, but a culture obsessed with weight doesn't always remember the appearance of health can only be skin deep.
Beautiful. And you know what? Let me just add something to that.
Yeah.
In all seriousness, I do work with women with different types of issues, and they stem from this crazy, ridiculous world that we live in, and a lot of upbringing stuff. But no more focusing on weight. Let's focus on health, but not become obsessed with it, because then we start getting 14 doctors who are like, you should do this diet, you should do that diet, you should do this.
That's true.
Let's just focus on health. How you feeling? You have headaches? Let's find out why.
Okay.
You got back pain? Let's find out why.
All right.
Let's find out, Tam.
Enough of that. Let's focus on health, peeps.
Peeps.
Of the tiger.
Gosh.
Okay. Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
It is quality Tam Tuesday.
That's right. Hey, Tam, compliment to you.
Favorite.
You ready for this?
Oh, sorry.
Our boy Dex from The Edge.
Yeah, Dex.
He podcasts the show.
Yeah.
And he texted me the other day and said, dude, that Tam girl sounds great.
Yep.
Dex!
We are now trying to find a way to keep you regularly. You don't need to do worship. You just hang out with us every
day. It's great news for you, Tam. I've put in applications at Starbucks and various places.
We can pay you in cheese.
Yeah. You, so
all the cheese you want to eat.
I want to thank Tamara for taking my job. Yeah. I appreciate it.
Hey, you know what? Dexy's pretty cool. Hey, Dex. Here's the reason why he's so cool. Is because he called me to sing the national anthem. Or was it him? Yeah, I think it was Dex. Or maybe it was his buddy who was in charge of the UFC.
Okay.
But so I went and sang
the
national...
Wait, what? You went to the UFC event here at Tingley?
and you didn't invite your friends, and you sang the national anthem at, like, fight night here in Albuquerque, and I was, like, dying to get tickets because Benson Henderson is one of my favorite fighters in the world, and I could not get tickets, and you got to go to sing the stinking national anthem?
Yeah, and I don't know any of the fighters' names and stuff, but it's fun to watch Steve-O get really excited because I'm just happy that he's exercising, and you didn't invite us?
Misha Tate was there! Misha Tate was there!
How could you do this?
Oh gosh. I can't even look at you.
It was... It wasn't this past one. It was the one before it. That
Liar.
Should matter. That
Liar.
Should.
So it wasn't the televised one.
Yeah, they're.
Take me deeper than my feet. Baby. Oh!
Tamara sang "Oceans" to us this
she
morning.
She did.
I did.
Oh.
Yeah.
It was good.
Gosh. But here's the thing. Here's the thing.
If
that's
oceans
where
were
Dex-
our friendship, Tamara, then our feet would fail. We're finding that out quickly.
Where do you come up with this stuff?
That's called, actually lyrics in the song.
It's called
it
being
is.
Funny.
Yeah, I know. So, but
hey,
here's the thing.
Why don't you go practice falling down? So I'll be there in a minute.
That's where my favorite part was when Mateo just tried not to laugh on the microphone just now. And he pulled away. That was hilarious.
That's a Joe Dirt quote.
Man, that was funny. So anyway, Dex is a cool guy. Real cool guy. Yeah. Real funny.
Yeah, he's
a good dude.
Good dude.
Love you, Dex.
Yes.
Anyway.
Shout out.
Yeah, national anthem. Gotta love it.
Speaking of national anthems and sports.
Yeah.
Did you watch the Super Bowl this weekend?
You know, I did.
Okay, good. Good, good, good.
I watched every second of it.
Good. This is what we needed.
But are you going to call out players' names? Because
nope.
That's going to be hard. Okay.
I know.
Okay.
Coming up, we're going to play some trivia for Lady Lobo tickets, but we need you to give us a call, 505-338-3700. We got tickets to see the Lady Lobos. I believe they're taking on
Go Lady Lobes
State.
And
Lady
all
Lobes.
The cheerleaders.
The Lady Earlobes, they're going to be playing. We want to give you free tickets.
That's right. February 11th, the Lady Lobos in the pit. We have your tickets. If you would like to score some, you need to have some running knowledge of this past weekend's Super Bowl.
Nice.
Commercials?
Oh.
That's coming up. Get those dialing fingers ready. 338-3700. We'll do that right after this. It's House of Heroes on Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
That show is the broadcast equivalent of being punched in the face.
Team Awesome Morning Party. On Static Radio.
Yeah.
Good stuff happening.
Yes.
Accident, not traffic-wise, though. Good grief. There's an accident off to the side, I-40 East at 12th Street, exit 157. So watch out for that in your morning commute. Police directing traffic Central Avenue between 59th Street Southwest and Yucca Drive Northwest. There was an incident there this morning. It was crazy. There's road construction. The left lane's closed. Highway 47, Broadway Boulevard Southeast at Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Avenue. Mm-hmm. I wish they would finish that so I wouldn't have to repeat all those words over and over. Long-term road construction, San Mateo Boulevard at San Diego Avenue Northeast. And finally, traffic signal repairs are going on at Coors and Paseo. That's your look at traffic right now.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch.
4,107 around 87109.
Why do they need the zip code? I mean,
just in case.
I guess if you're putting into like Google Maps or something.
Let me tell you this. Every time you guys do the traffic and the comes on in the very beginning, I get so stressed out.
Hey. I want to celebrate something right now.
Okay.
Because all you snarky listeners out there.
All you sinners.
No, not sinners.
Oh, snarkies.
There you go. What happens every New Music Tuesday? Every New Music Tuesday, we tag the bands.
Yes.
If at all possible,
yes.
We tag the bands.
And today we got to take a look at this photograph of life.
We got to see what happens when a snarky commenter gets replied to by the artist.
Yes.
And not some little indie band.
Nope. Yes.
Just, you know, Kevin Max. He was in DC Talk, arguably the biggest Christian band of all time. And now he's got his solo stuff.
Yeah.
It's safe to say people know who he is. But anyway.
Oh, man. I know who he is.
It's just fun to see somebody get put in their place.
Kev.
From the artist. And it's fun to see an artist acknowledge that our listeners are super legit. and very refined in their taste and totally be cool with it.
Oh, so
that's what
awesome.
I really appreciate it, is that Kevin Mack said, wow, tough crowd here, but I appreciate it. Carry on.
Yes.
Booyah! Mm-hmm. Props to that dude. That's awesome.
Oh, my gosh.
Stop it.
It is Quality Tam Tuesday.
Okay. That's really cool.
That's great. It's
We're
so
very
cool.
excited.
That song's going to go into rotation.
That's it. Just because of that.
Just because he commented on her Facebook.
I just like it because he's totally willing to take the critiquing and the feedback.
Because he has a backbone, Mateo.
Feedback. Yeah, he's got a backbone.
That was great.
That's what you want to say.
Solid stuff.
He ain't no fishbone. He's got a backbone.
Dang, dude. What if it's a Christian backbone? Is it a fishbone then?
Maybe.
Like a Jesus fishbone?
Oh, man.
No.
Gosh.
Maybe.
It is.
Is it one
Tuesday.
Of them? Is it one of them fish with legs?
We got Tamara in studio from Battle Drums Worship, Calvary,
it sounds like a lizard.
Albuquerque's amazing worship team.
That's right,
worship team.
Battle Drums.
You're the general patent of that situation, right?
I am the album director. Yes.
Okay.
And I. Yeah, we're
did I throw you for a loop?
I'm like, work. We are working hard.
Mm-hmm.
Aaron comes back in town in about a week.
Yeah, Aaron Gillespie, the producer of this new record.
Yes, and
our boy Kenny Riley.
They've been working really hard. Kenny Riley is our amazing engineer. He's incredible, and he really calms me down in the studio sometimes. There's times when there's a lot of pressure in there, you know, and you have to record. And I know you've got the producer breathing down your neck, and you got to get stuff done, and we're running out of time, and blah 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 blah. But it's cool because Kenny. At Kenny Riley,
he's a really chill dude.
Yeah, he'll stop me, and he'll say, "Go get a drink of water. Come back when you're ready." Just like that.
And you're like,
just like that.
Oh.
And I'm like, okay, he gets it. Oh. And then sometimes I don't think I can do it. He'll walk right in that room and he'll go fix the mic, you know, and he'll give me the look. And I'll look at him and he'll say, "I know you can do this, and you know you can do this."
He sounds like a man who will fight for your honor.
Man.
He'll be the hero that you're dreaming
of. He's the peacemaker. He's the peace.
She doesn't even get it.
He's the peace. I do. It's a song.
From what?
It's a song.
From what?
From what, Tam? Tell us.
I'm trying to finish my sentence.
From what?
Let's do this.
Oh, my gosh.
What movie am I doing?
I know.
Right now.
Caveman. He's a caveman.
I'm not a caveman.
No.
I'm not a caveman.
Oh! Karate Kid!
Karate Kid 2!
2!
In Okinawa!
Boom.
Come on!
Mr. Miyagi!
I'll be the hero! That's Peter Cetera, frontman of Chicago. Yeah,
that's right.
So this album it's going well.
Yeah, okay.
And
cool.
we're working hard.
That sounds really good.
Right. We're working hard. Okay. And so we're almost done, actually. So now we're going to be getting into the promos, getting into the artwork that needs to be finished really soon.
You guys are going to do a... photo shoot with all 47 players of the team.
All 191.
That'll be fun.
191.
Please do
Wasn't
one,
even
though.
Close.
Please let it look like a high school marching band picture.
You have to do one with every single person that's part of Battle Drums Worship.
Just maybe like...
Is there really 191?
There are 100.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah, they're using the three staff members who are myself and the two guys that we have.
Why isn't that special for you guys?
Because, you know, legal.
What about bass player 7? You don't want
bass
to use player bass player
7. Really good. We are using. We
That's
are pulling.
Me.
We are pulling some volunteers, and we're pulling them into the studio.
Okay.
Get them on those licks. Put those things on that album.
I'm still waiting for you guys to call me for gang vocals because I can yell like no one's business. But
that's right.
No gang vocals
I
on
will
the new modern
jot that down.
Worship track.
Gang.
Now there's
chanting.
Some gang, there's
yelling.
Some gang vocals.
Come on.
I heard of some gang vocals.
I heard
they actually.
And we worship. We worship all night.
Ooh.
Right? No, they actually played a song on Sunday called Arise. And I hear there was a really cool dude that got to go in there and do some gang vocals on that song.
Oh, nice. All right.
Yeah,
cool,
it was,
man.
It
that's
was real cool.
Cool. That's cool that somebody got invited to do gang vocals in the studio.
Yeah.
And they were like, well, he's got a pretty sounding southern voice. Let's have him do gang vocals on your new record.
Yeah.
But that other guy who's like been here forever and just, you know, never really does a whole
it's,
lot.
You know, it's
you know,
no
pillar
big
of the
deal.
Community
it's
situation.
Just, yeah. We're a team.
Yeah, of course.
You know,
of course. Some of us just ride the bench more than others.
Are happy for
yeah,
others.
I'm just happy to be a part of the team.
It's like I've always said to myself.
Just call me Marshawn Lynch.
It's like when you get called up to the big leagues, you got to be ready. You got to know
yeah, yeah.
your
gotta
place.
Know.
So
You got to keep a low profile, kind of stay in the shadows, don't let anybody know you're there, and then just scream from the back of the room and run.
I just kind of feel like the running back who ran for over 100 yards and scored a touchdown, and it was like, this is the star athlete, so of course, you know, you're 1 yard away from winning the biggest game of your life, and we're going to throw it to the Southern kid.
And I, too, from the Super Bowl, feel like the left shark during the Katy Perry Super Bowl halftime show, which is an incredible feeling.
Get your freak on.
I got this.
Can we put this on? Can we someone record that shark dance?
His shark dance is better than my shark dance.
Yeah, oh my gosh. Can I just say, when those sharks came up,
you were just like,
I said,
yes. I'm fanning this.
Okay. Pause on this conversation, my T-Swifties. Katy Perry said she was going to get back at Taylor
Swift.
She
did say she was going to retaliate.
And she did.
No, she didn't.
But none of us knew how.
Tell me.
Until I read an article yesterday.
Oh, because she's the hardest act to follow now for the Super Bowl? Is that what it was?
One of those shark dancers
is part
of the reason that Bad Blood got written. The whole situation was T-Swift was on tour, and then Katy Perry went on her Prism tour. And in the middle of it, Katy Perry put out a call to a few of the dance members and stole them mid-tour.
Yeah.
And that's the whole Bad Blood. It wasn't about a dude or anything. It was about a dance squad, which is way more personal if you ask me. And so,
that is hateful.
One of those sharks was one of those dudes.
Wow.
But they didn't show their face.
No. But, I mean, I'm sure she was like,
Oh my gosh. I totally
recognize those spins.
Oh my gosh. That is like totally like Ryan's hip move. That is Ryan.
That shark came out and she said, wait a second. I'd know those arm swings anywhere.
Man.
I know exactly who that is.
I knew there was something fishy about that shark.
Hey-o!
That was a good one.
Thank you.
Good job.
It is Quality Tam Tuesday. We need to give away some Lobo tickets.
We have Lobo tickets
to give away, and all we need is for you to call.
That's right.
505-338-3700, the phone number. It's 9:38. Come on.
We're talking Super Bowl, and that's what the game's going to be about.
Yes.
So give us a call. Not necessarily so much the sport, more so the commercials.
And
so,
if you didn't pay attention to the Super Bowl, don't worry. Teo and Tam have your back.
We got you.
We paid attention.
You guys get to, you know, phone a friend. You're the lifelines here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll be your lifeline.
So here's how the game is going to work. I will give a description of a commercial.
Okay.
The caller's job is to identify what the commercial was selling.
That was so hard this year.
And if they cannot identify that, they can phone a friend, either you, Tam, or you, Teo.
Okay.
To help them out. So 505-338-3700. We're going easy this time. We thought we would just help give some tickets away to the Lady Lobos.
For sure.
They're pretty amazing. They do so much for this year's show. So got a lot of great tickets for the Colorado State game. Let's go to the phone lines. Static!
Hey, how's it going? Can I play the game?
You can play the game.
Good morning.
All right, good morning.
Here's how it's going to work. I'm going to provide you a description of a commercial that aired during the Super Bowl.
Okay.
Your job is to tell me the company that was trying to sell their product.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
Did you pay attention during the Super Bowl?
A little bit.
Okay.
A little bit.
Okay. Here we go. An earworm tune was playing. There were average-looking Americans dancing, some overweight, you would say. They were all rocking fanny packs. One was sporting some pretty sweet glasses.
I know what this was.
I can't remember.
What product were they selling?
I got this. Hey, go with me if you want to live.
Okay, so I mean, I just pick one, right?
No, you got it. You have to tell. Can you
it's
tell
come
us?
With me, right?
Can
come
you tell
with
us?
Me if you want to leave.
Yeah, yeah.
I know, I remember the commercial, too. It's like they were orange or red fanny packs, and then they had at the end that lady sitting on that guy's lap.
You totally know. You totally know.
You know it. You might not even need me.
But I just I was so distracted by the dancing. I
feel like that's what the Super Bowl commercials were really about.
Yeah, really.
Dancing.
Yeah, like I know they were trying to advertise
something. You don't even have to tell me the company. Just tell me what type of product they were trying to sell.
Yeah, tell us. Because some of us don't know.
I know.
Oh my God!
You have no clue. Would you like to reach out to one of the DJs?
Bank of America.
Yes.
who would you like to get some help from? Tam, who obviously seems to know everything.
Yeah.
Or Mateo here.
Mateo.
What's up,
Mateo? Four tickets to the Lady Lobos.
Yeah.
What product were they selling?
Loctite glue.
Boom!
Oh my gosh.
Wow.
I could have never guessed that.
I knew it was super glue. I did not remember it was Loctite.
It's just weird for me because I go out and like I just make all these like impulse buys right after the Super Bowl. I've got four cases of Loctite
glue. Hang on the line, man. Thanks for playing. We're going to hook you up with some tickets. All right.
It's always the fanny packs. They just get me.
That was good.
Line one, he gets some tickets there.
He gets tickets, Doug.
Producer Doug. Static.
Good morning. I was wanting to play the game.
You're wanting to play the game.
Good morning.
Did you pay attention during the Super Bowl?
Sort of.
Did you pay attention to the commercials?
Some of them, yeah. We were all laughing at them.
Okay.
Yeah, even the sad ones? Did you laugh at the sad commercials?
Yes.
Who are you?
Yes, no.
Okay.
That's right. Don't all take right. his junk.
It begins with puppies and a horse.
Puppies and a horse.
That's right.
Come on.
And this...
Oh, is that Budweiser commercial?
Oh.
You didn't even let me finish. You are a jerk. I don't want to give you tickets on principle alone.
Did she win it?
Of course she did.
Yeah! You go, girl!
I guess all I had to say was horses.
Oh, yeah.
I feel weird talking about beer on the Christian radio, but hey.
You said puppies.
And
we're not talking about beer. We're talking about you winning
horses.
Tickets to Lady Lobos. How about that?
You go, girl.
There you go.
Congratulations.
Congrats.
Way to pay attention. Thank
you.
Never thought a Budweiser commercial would get you free tickets to the Lady Lobos.
Thank you for paying attention.
Thanks,
thank you so much for playing. All right, there we go. Wow, that sucks. That was way too easy. I should have gone harder. You didn't pay attention at all. Okay.
I didn't even know. When you said puppies, I was like, okay.
There was a puppy. I said horses. Oh. What I said, you just actually apparently
you said a puppy?
Even, yeah, a puppy. There was a lone one single puppy.
Like
and he got like lost. He was like, oh no, I'm lost. And the horse was like, oh snap. And the dog was like, I'm going to make my way home. And it was like this really sad Sleeping at Last song in the background. And he makes his way home. And as he's getting to like the stables, a wolf shows up to eat the puppy.
Mm-hmm.
And the horses break out of the stable and save the puppy's life. And everyone cried.
Oh my gosh.
And no one remembered to go buy Budweiser. They were just crying over the puppy that was saved by horses.
I would have totally said that was a Dodge commercial.
Yeah, okay. You are fired from 505-338-3700. We've given away a couple pairs of tickets.
Yeah.
Congratulations to the two callers who have already won, but we need one more.
Congratulations. My husband, you know, he just texted me and told me that he's like, you were in the kitchen talking.
Ah.
That's dumb. I know these questions. Watch, I'm going to get this next one.
Okay, let's see.
I wasn't in the kitchen the whole time.
Okay, this one's just for you.
Okay, go.
You begin in Boston.
Okay.
The year is 17.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Come on.
The British Empire, right?
Yeah.
They're showing up. Boston Tea Party is happening.
Oh my gosh.
And the Brits
are fighting.
Talk the Americans out of a fight
for a bag of chips.
With this product.
Doritos. It's Doritos. Nope.
What were they trying to sell in this commercial?
They were trying to sell...
It was not Doritos.
It wasn't Doritos.
During the Revolutionary War.
Was it close?
Revolutionary War.
And what was happening during the Boston Tea Party? Why were they so upset?
Because of tea.
Nope. Gosh. Tam, go to school.
Taxation.
Go to school.
Taxation without representation.
I know. Taxing. They didn't want to tax it.
Uh-huh. So what if there was this magical product that could make everybody happy called...
TurboTax.
Wow. Wow. I refuse to give you the bell.
Can I call a friend?
No, you got it. It was actually TurboTax.
Yeah, it was TurboTax.
It was TurboTax.
Wait, why did she? Did she just win?
No, she didn't. She doesn't win anything. I'm so mad.
She can't win.
She can't. You win. You win nothing.
That was great. Part of my honeymoon was in Boston.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. Static.
It's pretty good.
Hello.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Good morning.
Hi, Patty.
Hi, Patty.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good. Nice to hear you.
It's nice to hear you, too.
Are you ready? You have a great voice, Patty.
I'm ready.
Did you pay attention to the Super Bowl and their crazy commercials?
That's the only thing I love about the Super Bowl.
Okay.
Mm.
I'm going to, for this one, I'm going to need the company.
And the halftime show lights.
Here we go.
That ground was amazing.
You love those
lights.
We open
with a famous former Bond and his agent pitching him a movie idea.
Oh my gosh, come on, everybody. Yes.
They proceed to go through the film, and what transpires is essentially the actor believing it was going to be this crazy action movie. Woo-hoo. Turns out it was just a sweet destination.
Okay.
At a cabin. Yeah. What product was this commercial trying to sell?
Well, they were trying to sell a car, and he got to keep it. I think it was a Kia.
Oh my gosh, Patty. That sounds like she knows what she's
talking
about.
Patty, you nailed it. Wow. You totally nailed it.
Apparently.
Oh my goodness.
Apparently you are paying attention. That is absolutely right.
You go, girl. You go, girl.
It was a Kia. Pierce Brosnan.
I like to thank the Academy.
Hey, I'm just here so we don't get fined.
Yes.
That's right.
Patty, thank you so much for playing. Hang on the line. We're going to hook you up with some Lady Lobo tickets February 11th against Colorado State here at the Pit.
Wait, all right, thank you.
Good job.
I mean, Wise Pies Arena, a.k.a. the Pit.
How sweet that Patty knew that so well.
I know.
Go, Pats.
It's pretty great. All right.
Tell me.
We're just about out of time. So
sad.
Okay. Tell me that I'm trying to go easy for you, Tam.
Okay.
Because Teo knows all of these. Okay. I just know it. All right.
Ask me questions about the halftime show.
Fast food joint. People came in, ordered their food, and tried to pay.
McDonald's.
Okay.
Good.
Good job.
Nailed it. Here's the thing. Here's what I don't know. Because every time I saw that commercial, I always knew it was
all
a McDonald's commercial.
One time.
And I only saw people crying. Like, are you serious? Oh my gosh. But what was the point?
Because they asked them to pay with McLovin, which sounds a little...
I know. You got to go kidnap that guy from that movie.
That's dangerous.
It's just, that's a lot. That's illegal, right?
You know what? This is a good transition into your post from Static Radio on this McDonald's character. Where was that? All of those people on Instagram that My Static Radio, if you guys want to go visit My Static Radio right now on Instagram,
yeah.
We ought to give tickets away for who the heck can find out where that was.
What are you talking about?
Ronald McDonald galore in a train. Or something, and a baby, a poor baby.
You're so
in
weird.
The middle of all of that.
Please quit following our Instagram.
Where was that?
Please just get out of it.
Where was that?
Just go.
We need more followers, but I'm going to ask you to stop.
Ugh.
Just kidding. We want you to follow us.
Yeah.
I don't want to follow you anymore.
Oh, it's okay.
Okay. What about this one?
That's probably best.
I'm trying to give you all the easy ones because you obviously were not paying attention. Tone just said you were. You know, talking in the background.
I was in the kitchen the whole time. I mean,
dude has the aisle seat of an airplane.
Oh, come on.
Middle seat is available, and he is doing everything he can to pretend like he's sick, like he would be the worst passenger to sit next to, until he sees a beautiful lady and pulls out this product to lure her into the seat next to him.
Oh my gosh. Is it Axe Cologne?
Oh gosh.
No.
Doritos.
No.
Doritos.
It really was Doritos.
That yes, was
Doritos.
And then the guy moved
that
out of the way.
That was one of the most popular commercials.
The lady actually had like the... Yeah.
I was in the kitchen for that. That was where I was.
I'm trying to give you
easy another one.
Ones.
Give me one more. I'm going to make it home free on this one.
How about this? In what was the most talked about commercial of the Super Bowl?
Nationwide.
God.
What?
I didn't even...
He was asking
I work at a radio station. I don't know if you guys have heard of it.
I didn't even get to ask the question.
He's asking me, Teo.
I don't want Tam to win. I don't want her to win.
He's asking me.
Did you see that commercial? It was the most talked about commercial. The little boy who was talking about how he'll never get married and he'll never do all these things.
I sure did.
Because I'm dead. I mean, it got everybody talking. It did what they wanted to do. Because they wanted to raise awareness that childhood accidents at home, number one cause of death in children.
I thought that was really good.
I didn't realize that. I thought it was a little much.
I was like, whoa.
I know.
Music,
I
mean,
like,
the music dropped so fast in my mind on that one.
And then I started thinking about all three of my kids upstairs, you know, in the room by themselves with the flat screen TV. And I was like, I hope they're okay. Oh, wait, game's back on. All right.
It was jarring, but then we read this morning that that's exactly what they wanted.
Yep.
Good.
Okay.
I love stuff like that.
You're a musician.
Okay, here we go. Can we do the halftime show questions?
No.
Come on!
What was the first song she sang?
Singing is
she
my
sang?
Life.
What was the first song Katy Perry came out to?
Oh, crud.
Yeah, okay.
Wait! Okay, Firework. Do you ever feel like
that
a na-na-na? That was the third one.
No, that was last, actually. That was the final song.
Which was the third song she sang
No, she did
by
not.
Herself.
Because she
sang with Missy Elliott. That's not
okay.
a full song.
I bet
singing.
You we could tell you everything she did, and you were you wanted to do halftime. What was the first song?
Tam, the third song she sang was California Girls.
Boom!
Stop it. Those were the Sharks.
What was the first song?
The first song.
No, the third song was Teenage Dream.
Mm-hmm. Because we thought it was going to be...
Yeah. The fourth one was California Girls. Yeah.
The first song she sang was...
Oh my gosh, she came out on a freaking tiger. She came out on a tiger.
Oh, yeah. Roar! Gosh, that's dude. Right. All I she had to came do, out I just riding had to remember.
A tiger.
I'm proud of you.
I just had to remember.
She came out riding a tiger.
Oh my gosh, stop. Before we go. Before,
there it is.
Before the Super Bowl, we talked about how there were a lot of like conspiracy, conservative conspiracist websites and stuff making, you know, end times, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
And then Katy Perry had a super modest, you know.
She did. She kept
her
clothes on.
There was like one thing that was kind of like,
sketchy.
You know, but that was it. It was a dance move, and that was it. It wasn't like crazy. And last night on Facebook.
What?
It started?
I saw an article. Because in Revelation, it mentions the whore of Babylon riding a beast or something like that. And I was like,
gosh.
You've got to be kidding me. Somebody actually did it. And now it's flying all around.
You know,
Facebook.
Christians were thinking it.
Gosh. She rode a tiger in. It was a giant. It was metallic. It was crazy.
Yep,
it looked like
that.
Voltron to me.
When she like leaned back, that was really cool. That was really cool.
Agreed.
Were there people in those things? You know,
yes.
Like how in like Japan and whatever that
she
they,
was,
wide,
they interviewed her? I didn't watch
the coolest the coolest thing about the Super Bowl overall. You ready? It was a great game.
Yes.
The commercials were poignant. Like, the commercials actually made you think.
Uh-huh.
There was a focus on fatherhood and being a good dad.
Yep.
Yeah.
And some of it was pretty morose, like really sad.
Yeah.
You know, but at least it wasn't like the Carl's Jr. commercial where some supermodel's eating a hamburger.
I was happy that I didn't have to tell my kids much to avert their eyes.
Right.
Because
that's awesome.
Normally every year it's like, oh, here's another... You know, girl next to nothing,
right.
Kids, turn
and
away.
And then the halftime show, she was dressed modestly and actually sang.
That was one of my favorite aspects.
That was
aspects.
Cool. I
she
loved it, too.
She did not lip sync.
How'd you feel about the national anthem, though?
Nope.
I would say stick with outside, Let It Go.
Yes.
Let It Go.
I was outside grilling, and it was like, national anthem. And she started, and I said, I'm going to go back to the grill. And I seriously
I'm
going to
keep grilling.
Yes.
And 20 minutes later, he popped his head in, and she was still singing the national anthem. And then, of course, the best part of the Super Bowl, the Jurassic World trailer.
Oh, I was going to say Missy Elliott.
Nope.
Missy be putting it down.
Wow.
On
hey,
the hottest round.
Here's what's really cool. Here's exciting.
Y'all can't stop me.
You haven't shown up in how many years, but you choose the Super Bowl to come back?
Dude,
dang.
Epic.
All right. Hey, drop the mic and walk away.
I loved it. It was it was a great game. Hey, thanks for playing our game.
Thank you.
You did a terrible job, and we love you.
Blessings to all of you.
We posted a link to Battle Drums Worship.
Blessings in the sky.
On our Facebook
Blessings.
Page.
Blessings.
And feel free to send your love letters for our girl Tam, because we do get a lot of feedback on this girl.
Oh,
and
do
how
you?
Lovely you are for the morning show.
Oh,
so
someday, are precious.
When you're ready to just make some cheese...
Just send me some blocks.
Literally. We'll totally hook you up.
And
you
maybe a pre-workout if you get the chance.
There you go.
Oh, you don't need that stuff. We'll talk about that next time.
Next time. Next time. If you miss any part of the show, mystaticradio.com/mornings. Get there. Download the podcast. Coming up at noon, of course, it is the recap of New Music Tuesday. Myself and Mitch.
Yeah.
A lot of great music today, so make sure you stay close for that.
Hey, say hello to me on @ Quality Tam.
@ Quality Tam. Get there.
On Insta.
She's good people.
Say hi.
All right.
@ Quality Tam on Instagram.
Oh, man.
Bam.
Until next time, it's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Bam! Miss you already.
Static.